Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
I do find the 16 and pregnant show kind of mean-spirited, you know, because you got a camera crew there like, all right, you don't have any money, no one's helping you raise your children, all hope is lost, and cut, good luck with everything, we gotta go. Let's go! Sorry, there's this other 16-year-old girl that lives down the street that had all the advantages in life. She's about to have an amazing birthday party. We gotta film that for her second show called Super Sweet 16. It's a shame you guys can't switch places for a week, because her is sweet. Oh, I hate the girls on Super Sweet 16. Whenever I watch that show, I'm like, ugh, can someone impregnate this girl and ruin her life, please? What an awful person. That'd actually be a better show. They just did horrible stuff to that girl for a week. Meet Amanda. She's 16 and horrible. So we cut the brakes in her car. We put a bunch of holes in her condoms. Let's see what happens this week.
I'm on decaffeinated Prozac. So I get off the plane and I forgot to undo my seatbelt and I'm pulling the plane through the terminal. And the wings are knocking people over. Then I almost broke both my arms trying to hold open a revolving door for a woman. Then I tried to hang myself with bungee cord. I kept almost dying. I remember when I was a fetus, I used to sneak out at night when my mother was sleeping. I thought to myself, you know, now's the time I should start stealing some stuff since I don't have any fingerprints.
Throw something on you, see if it feels good.
Sure.
Okay, this is what I would do. I would start with a joke. Joke. Vince Vaughn quote. Obviously.
Swingers or crashers?
Fred Claus. Talk about Andy's ex-girlfriends. Quote from Love Actually. Hold back your tears. Pause. Drop the microphone. Get out of that bitch.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It is Tuesday, September 25th. I'm Corey Cove. Hi, there's Chris Hockey. Hello.
Yo!
There's Paul Lambert. Hi.
Hi!
Good morning.
Yo! All right. It's got to be 50 degrees at most out there right now.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Awesome.
It is perfect.
It is pretty perfect out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mowed my lawn for what is probably the final time, maybe ever. I mean, I could pass away this winter.
Good point.
You know what I mean? But
how would you feel about that?
Probably, I don't.
Trick
I hope,
question. You'd
I
be
hope
dead.
I hope that I would be like, oh, I'm dead. That's too bad. But I may not know at all.
Right.
You know? I don't know. That's the great question. That's the final question, isn't it, Corey? Isn't it? Isn't that the final unanswered question? When you die, you know everything or you know nothing. What's the point? Or it's everything's point. Who knows, right? Isn't that the point?
Are we stoned?
Right.
You either know everything or you know nothing.
Right.
Well said.
Thank you. It's the truth. That's the point, right? It's the last great journey.
Or there's
don't
no journey.
Don't stop believing.
Great point.
Or.
Great point.
Stop believing.
Oh, the wheel in the sky. Either it keeps turning or it stops. I don't know.
Or there is no wheel.
Or there are lights. Or you're loving and touching and squeezing yourself the whole lifetime.
Paul, you got us some good stuff, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't even know I did
don't thank
it.
Me, man. I got a good buddy. Yeah.
Is it Smitty Tree?
No.
Yeah, Smitty Tree?
No, it's that Smitty Tree.
Does your friend Smitty Tree know anything about bowling?
Obviously not. He's an idiot.
Take the Skinheads bowling.
Whoa.
Take them bowling.
What's that? Is that an album?
No, it's a song.
No, it's just community service.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, nobody's mean or unhappy when they're bowling. Everybody's happy when they're bowling.
Mm.
Or Bigger and McCracken was kind of an a-hole when he bowled and when he didn't bowl.
Yeah, Jesus wasn't a good guy either, was he?
Good point.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah.
Well, you know what Rafi always says.
No.
I'll tell you.
Thinking is pointless, like motorcycle helmets.
God, that show's so funny.
I'm obsessed.
I love that dude.
You are. I really love that show.
Dude's great. I wish we would have known his name, Paul, when we saw him at Aria.
I wish I still knew his name. I know you told me yesterday.
Jason something.
Yeah, Jason something.
We were too busy trying to get snacks at the cafe. Because we'd lost all the money we had.
It's not just that. You'd been drinking and you knew you didn't want to go to sleep like that, right? Am I right? Is that not right?
Don't know. Well, speaking of Las Vegas, details on Power Trip Las Vegas 2019 being released Friday. And then they go on sale Monday. Now, some jackass on Twitter's like, thanks for the announcement of the announcement. Well, there's a reason why we do that. There's a method to the madness.
Yeah, yeah.
We understand there's money involved here. And, if you got 2 or 4 or 10 guys that want to go with, we want to give Rubes a chance to get their ducks in a row. It's not just, hey, they go on sale Friday, just scramble. There's limited seating for this garbage. So we're just giving you the heads up that we're releasing the information on Friday, and you'll have the weekend to get the band back together. Right, round up your friends. Who wants to go?
Round them up.
And then Monday morning, then it's a fair shot that everybody had like 3 days to get their crews together, and then decide who is going to be first in Monday morning. So that's why we announced the announcement. Details on Friday, Power Trip Vegas 2019 on sale Monday, I believe at 8 a.m.
That is correct, sir, and then it all begins, and you better get them in quick. It's going to be the biggest year of all time.
It's going to be the best.
People who buy things are suckers.
What'd you say now?
People who buy things are suckers.
Oh, is that right?
No, but buy that. Buy that. Yeah, you don't want to buy that. Next Monday. Yeah.
No, of course. It's a super great time.
All right, now let's start with a little bit of controversy. So last week, we had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with the Jimmy Butler, Karl Anthony Towns rumor, right? It was all over the internet. It was, did Jimmy Butler sleep with Karl Anthony Towns' girlfriend? And is that why they have this huge disconnect? And is that why Buckets wants out, and the two of them can't be teammates anymore.
Right.
Right. Big Cat takes his gal off of social media. It looks like it's over between those two. There's some weird things in terms of social media timing where maybe this Butler thing's got some steam. Maybe that's what happened, even though the Big Cat's denying it and laughing at it and calling it fake news. We had a lot of fun, right? Well, I did.
Yeah, I still think Dorothy Mantooth is
a saint.
A saint.
But I said to myself, what if the best roster we've seen in this market on this team in a long, long time, maybe the best theoretical roster we've ever seen, right, including the team that got to the Western Conference Finals, maybe this team could be better. What if the whole thing comes crumbling down because one guy couldn't keep it in his pants? Yeah. That would be an unbelievable rumor. Now, a dating slash cheating slash, I don't know, infidelity kind of rumor, to me, is on a much different level than what we didn't go with yesterday.
Correct. And anybody who doesn't get that is a moron.
Right. We had a hot rumor yesterday about Everson Griffin, and it ended up being 100% correct. We didn't speculate and joke and go with it the same way we went with the Towns and the Jimmy Butler one for two reasons. Number one, cheating or messing around with a buddy's girlfriend, slightly different than what Everson was accused of doing, even if you take the mental health aspect off of it, right? This is a legitimate potential crime, even though no charges were filed. We'll talk about this in a second, exactly what I'm talking about. But then when you hear that he may have been losing his mind and that he legitimately may have had a mental breakdown, that's a much more reckless rumor to go with on the air than just, hey, did you hear that Jimmy may have banged some chick at the car? That's very different to me than, hey, Everson Griffin may have had a massive mental breakdown and threatened to shoot people at a hotel. Right, that's a little more dicey, which is why we didn't go with it. Although Sauce's sources were 100% correct. Nicely done again, Sauce.
Thank you.
But we didn't go with it because we didn't think it was right. Now, here's the other thing, too, for the people like, these guys are hypocrites. Everybody's a hypocrite. I'm admittedly a hypocrite.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody on the planet's a hypocrite. The goal is to be as less hypocritical as possible, right? Minimize your hypocrisy. I don't really think we're being that hypocritical here. I think there's a pretty clear line between, like, TMZ kind of, you know, e-entertainment, just gossip BS, and legitimately a mental breakdown slash crime.
Yeah.
Now let's get to the actual story of what this legitimate mental breakdown slash crime was, because it's kind of terrifying. And you know, we said yesterday if this rumor was true, this is the kind of rumor that could derail a season. And now that it has been confirmed, I'm not so sure this won't. And I don't mean just for Everson. Maybe his career. We'll find out how bad this is. And obviously, we wish him the best of luck. But what does this mean for this season? That's shallow, but let's look at both sides. So the story is Everson Griffin had some kind of mental breakdown at the hotel Saturday afternoon, was threatening to shoot employees if they wouldn't let him back in his room. At one point, he apparently lied down on the ground, right, and was threatening employees as well. They were so terrified that they went into the office because they didn't trust what he was going to do. That's kind of insane, right? Then there's the second part of the story, which has since mostly been shot down, correct?
That is correct.
Yes.
So
yes.
The second part that was not confirmed by anybody was that he attempted to break into the home of another Vikings player. Well, multiple reporters, not just internet rumors, reporters have said that there's so far there's no truth to that at all. The team sources have said that part's not correct.
That part is not true, which is, again, another reason why you don't just run with a rumor, because
right,
that was something somebody had to report because they couldn't wait to run with it.
And right, they wanted to,
right,
just in case it was true,
yeah,
they wanted to be first.
And that's not a gossipy rumor. We're talking about a crime.
Yeah,
yeah,
right, right. Accusing somebody of a crime, that's very different.
Yeah. Correct.
Man, how bad is this? This cannot be good. No, by the way, one other thing that I read yesterday, but I have not seen confirmed. Maybe you guys have. Was he hospitalized yesterday? Is that confirmed yet or not?
We cannot confirm that.
Yeah,
we don't know that yet.
No, we cannot. And when you say hospitalized yesterday, there's a bunch of different ways that could be true.
Good point.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, Hawk and I talked about that this morning.
Yeah, we're all hearing from different sources, but the people who could tell us, rightly so, are not telling us, and it's none of our business. I get that. So,
yeah.
I would just say from everything that we know within the three of us in this room, in these two rooms right now, there's nothing that's been substantiated when it comes to where Everson is at this moment.
Right. Mm-hmm. One other level of, you know, five or six people on Twitter causing a firestorm. So it's not 5,000 or 6,000, it's 5 or 6 people.
Yeah.
But to the people that aimed at the Power Trip Morning Show saying that we are the kind of guys, I think some of them were specifically aimed at me, that went super hard on Adrian Peterson and how the Vikings handled the Adrian Peterson situation. And they were already comparing this to that. Like, watch them defend Everson Griffin and not slam Everson and the Vikings like they did Adrian Peterson. Again, how dumb do you have to be to not see the difference in a grown man who is mentally capable of making decisions, whipping and beating his kid, versus a guy who legitimately may have a mental breakdown? Now, to flip that, if Everson was in his right mind, right state of mind, clear conscious, he walks into a hotel and did exactly what he alleged to do on Saturday, and it wasn't a mental breakdown, it was just he was being an a-hole, then we would be destroying him. Right, if he walked in and threatened to shoot a bunch of employees, scared them, then theoretically broke into a Vikings player's house, if all of the rumors were true and it was all just Everson off the rails, we'd say, get rid of this a-hole. I would have been the first one saying, get rid of him. This guy's garbage. But if it's a mental breakdown, how do you not have respect for mental health issues if it's out of his control? Right? Who wants to just throw away a guy with a mental problem in a split second? This isn't a... again, according to reports, a decision that he just made on the whim. Like, I've had enough of this. I'm just going to throw down at the hotel. This guy's mental health is allegedly on the line here. How is that even remotely different than adults making conscious decisions?
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you know, agreed with everything you're saying. And I think it's obvious. And I think, by the way, again, and the people listening out there know the people who are saying that stuff just because we've met those people before. And they're not usually the brightest bulbs in the batch, and they like to just create controversy and say, you know, whatever they want to say. So I don't really worry too much about that, and I know you don't either, but I think it's we've met those people, and they just want to create controversy and accuse people of this, that, and the other. It doesn't matter. But I think... one thing that also I don't think is lost, regardless of what is true and what is not true, the part that has been substantiated, how absolutely terrifying for those poor people at that hotel.
100%.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. If you're backing into the office because you legitimately are concerned for your safety.
Yeah. And this is
that's scary.
And whether it is a 105-pound person or a 290-pound person, it's scary. Everson's an enormous gentleman.
Yeah.
One other thing that was in the police report that we should confirm is there was never any sign of a gun.
Nope.
He just threatened to shoot people, but he never showed a gun. There was no evidence that he had a gun.
Right.
He just said it. And I'm not saying that makes it better or
no,
worse.
Not
I'm
at
just
all.
Saying that's, yeah. that's part of it is that he yeah, may have just been out of his mind and just been threatening with no actual means of action. And no charges were filed. That's the only other weird thing to me is that the story that I read, I think it was on pioneerpress.com, so I don't know if the Star Tribune had it or not, but it was that Everson left, right, without incident, quote-unquote without incident, whatever that means, and whoever was on the phone with police stopped cooperating. Is that just, all right, he left, I gotta go.
Right.
Like, does that mean he literally just, he or she just stopped telling the story? Or just said, never mind, the guy left, so
yeah,
you guys don't have to come by? Stopped cooperating is a weird way to say maybe just hung up and said, all right, the guy left, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So no charges were filed.
Right. Yeah. And furthermore, I don't know if it's the kind of thing, if what happened is the kind of thing where charges would have been filed if I had done it. I have no idea.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So one other thing for a timeline perspective that we should check on is, wasn't he officially ruled out on Friday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't Dalvin and him, Dalvin and him? I believe were both on Friday. Said they're
Friday
not going to play.
Afternoon.
Right. So this happened Saturday afternoon.
That is correct. Yeah.
Yep.
So he was injured, and they were going to keep him out for an injury anyway.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, do we have any indication that this was something that was building up? Did they see this coming?
No indication.
No indication.
No indication of that. And I think there's a very good chance that everything might have at the hotel may have happened because he thought he was at the right hotel.
Yeah.
And he was not.
Mm.
He thought he was at the team hotel, and he was not. And he was asking to be let into his room.
And there was no room.
And there was no room. And that's where things went even more pear-shaped, to use the parlance of Paul Allen. That's, I mean, literally all that I know for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to be shocked if he plays Thursday.
I would.
And I'd be shocked if he played the rest of the season.
Well, that's where I was going with this as well, is if you have a legitimate mental issue that needs to be dealt with, I would assume 3 or 4 months, which is the rest of the season, is something that's possible. Maybe you need 2 or 3 weeks to step away and get your head squared away. Maybe you need, like you said, Sauce, maybe you need the whole year. You just got to walk away, worry about your mental health. Don't focus on football. Forget about the money for a second. You got a family. You got a lot of life left. Get your life set. I don't know.
And I got to tell you, I'm reading all the same things we're all reading. Mm-hmm. I'm still not 100% sure it was a mental breakdown. I'm really not willing to say that was certainly the case.
True. I think that would put things in a much different perspective for myself.
Right. Yes.
Because again, then I would flip more towards that first idea. Not necessarily get rid of him, but it'd be way closer to get rid of him. Like, what kind of a-hole does this?
I would say make sure he gets the help he needs.
Right. He would still need help, right?
Right.
There's still some kind of help there if you're willing to snap that quickly over a miscommunication on whether or not you're at the right hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, how do you get to that point if it's not a mental a health problem? How do you not have a step of, am I at the right place? Can I text or call somebody from the Vikings? Where are my teammates? Right, my teammates should be here. Couldn't I text them and say,
hey, what hotel?
What is going on here? Why won't they let me in?
I don't know. Yeah.
I would think there are so many reasonable steps to safety net yourself before you get to that point, if you're in the right state of mind.
Right.
Well, that was a fun first segment.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's what everybody's talking about, and rightfully so. And it obviously this is one of the most important members of our team, and somebody who's been great in our community, and somebody I've spent a little bit of time around. I really enjoy his company, and I hope he's all right.
And like a lot of people have brought up about Everson Griffin, if you look at Everson at USC, and then even his rookie year or so here, part of the reason why he was a fourth rounder is most people didn't trust him, right? That he had off-the-field concerns about his just, I don't know, his personality was going to be maybe a risk. But most people have said, look at how great he has done. He got his feet set. He's got his family. He's got money.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he has grown so much and seems to have been really, really on the right path for years and years and years. So that's why this is also very concerning. Is, man, Everson really had it figured out. So hopefully it didn't go the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
I think he was tased in college.
And I believe...
a disorderly or something.
Wasn't their situation his first year here as well? His rookie season?
Maybe. I don't remember.
I'm pretty positive there was.
Isn't there like a laptop incident in college too?
I don't
know. Or am I thinking of somebody else?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know why I said maybe. There was an issue with his rookie season too.
Mm. He's come a long way, though.
He certainly has.
Whatever the situation is, let's hope this gets worked out for him and his family first.
Yeah.
Then we can worry about the team in the season second. Power Trip Morning Show, Front Page Sports is next. No John Bonus today, but Carly will be here in about, an hour and a half. Rosie at 8. We're done at 9. This is Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
You know what would be sweet? Maybe the coolest thing of all time? A grand in your hand. Listen to the Fan all day for your chance to win $1,000 every hour. This hour, your keyword is cash.
Whoa, really?
That of course, is cash. Text cash to 200-200. Standard message and data rates apply.
It's like a dollar an hour.
It depends on, for 1,000 hours, I guess.
1,000 hours.
Right. That's right. Oh, that's hot.
All right, you ready? Let's have some fun instead.
All right.
Does that work?
Okay, yeah,
I'm into that.
Do you have that story I sent you? When I heard
the
news
today. The Pittsburgh Steelers won 30-27 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ryan Fitzpatrick, though, in the loss. 30 of 50 for 411 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Those 3 interceptions, I believe, came on 3 consecutive pass attempts.
Yeah, and they were in the first half, right?
Yes, I think they all were. 81.3 pass rating for Fitz. We'll get back to him in a second. Mike Evans, 137 yards and a touchdown. Thanks, Mike Evans. I had him in the Fantasy Charge Challenge. That was nice. Ben Roethlisberger, 353, 3 touchdowns and a pick, 120.7 passer rating. The Bucs fall to 2-1. Steelers up to 1-1-1, and the Steelers almost blew a 20-point halftime lead. It was 30-10 at half, and Fitzmagic almost came back. How about this, though? Ryan Fitzpatrick, first quarterback in NFL history to throw for over 400 yards in 3 consecutive games.
Really?
It's never happened. And the most in a season is 4. Dan Marino in 84 and Peyton Manning in 2013.
Laces out, Dan.
There are a few teams less likely for that stat to apply to at the beginning of the season than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, really, right? Well said. I mean, yeah, they've been one of the worst organizations in sports for a while.
And their starting quarterback is suspended, supposedly.
He's back now. Yep. It was 3, so right. Now he's back.
Okay,
but,
there you go.
But they have to stay with Fitz. He's through for 400 yards, 3 straight. Speaking about how bad that franchise is, Mike Evans last night caught his 35th career receiving touchdown. I said caught and receiving. That was redundant. But he caught his 35th touchdown of his career.
Mm-hmm.
It's a franchise record.
That's it?
That is a franchise record, 35th. Receiving touchdown.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Wow.
They've never had anybody in the history of the organization.
All-time most.
That's sad.
35.
That's unreal.
You guys like stats?
Apparently I do because I'm turned on.
That is the 15th time in Ryan Fitzpatrick's career that he's thrown 3 interceptions or more. How many times has he won when he has thrown 3 interceptions or more out of those 15 games?
No, I'm going to say 0.
I'm going to say it's 10.
Chris wins.
Oh.
He's 0-15. Lifetime when he throws 3 or more.
Maybe
almost got it last night, though.
Wow.
Had chances late, too.
Mm.
I thought yesterday was like maybe the only one he'd ever lost. And you were asking that to catch.
Yeah, and you knew it was either 1 or none.
14, right. Yeah.
All or none, I mean, I should say, yeah.
Mm. This is for you, Chris.
Thanks, man.
You don't know who Enes Kanter is, correct? Ever heard the name Enes Kanter?
No, I believe that was Bill Cosby's son's name. But I don't think that's who we're referring to because he passed away.
Yeah, oh, gotcha.
Right.
Do you know where he went to college?
He went to college?
Yeah. You should know this.
I'm going to guess he has to be a basketball player if you guys are doing this to me.
Yes.
It's the opposite of the school your wife loves.
Oh, so he went to Kentucky?
Correct.
Wow, okay.
He currently plays for the New York Knickerbockers, and Enes Kanter is kind of awesome on social media.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this the guy?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Do we have the audio?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Here's the bit. Enes Kanter at Knicks Media Day.
There's a lot of talk about this is a rebuilding season, but he seems pretty confident that you guys could at least contend for the playoffs. What's your reaction to that?
I like it a lot, man, because I've been to playoffs before, and then that should be everybody's goal. You know, it's the playoffs. When I think about playoffs, my nipples get hurt.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. That's the thing, man. It's the playoffs. That's what we play for. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
When I think about playoffs, my nipples get hurt.
Yeah, he tried to stop himself.
He tried to, but he did not. When I think about playoffs, my nipples get hard.
When I think about playoffs, my nipples get hurt.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Yeah, mine do too.
The Dallas Stars beat the Wild 5-3. The goals for the Wild scored by Erickson Ek, Rao, and Reed. The Wild are at the X tomorrow night versus Winnipeg at 7 o'clock. Two preseason games to go Wednesday and Friday, and then the season openers a week from Thursday at Colorado.
Wild.
Really? Do you know, I didn't know this. Did you know who they open with?
Wild.
At home.
Vegas.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Kevin Gorg.
Oh.
By the way, Front Page Sports is brought to you by Early Bird Electric.
Thank you, Early Bird Electric. Thanks for being early.
Yeah.
Well, who cares if they open against Vegas? We care about when they go to Vegas. Yeah, we don't care about if they host Vegas.
I mean, no, I care, man.
Why?
You do?
Because.
Name two players on Vegas' team.
Okay, I might need hockey's assistance here, but I know they have...
Cappuccino short hair.
Man, you're good.
Am I right about that or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no.
They have
turned to Cappuccino short
hair? Who's the guy that used to be here? Is it like Eric Reed?
It's like Eric Reed.
Eric.
Creepy Crankshack?
Yeah, Eric Creepy Crankshack. Eric Halla.
Halla, there you go.
And then they have Bestiality Bill.
Yep, and Cappuccino Short Hair. There you go. You guys named
three. What position does Bestiality Bill play, hockey?
Well, whatever you need him to do.
The Red Sox won 6-2 over the Orioles. That's a baseball score, but that's also a franchise record 106th win for Boston. The Boston Red Sox have been around for 118 years, and now this is the most wins they've ever had in the season. They also clinch home field advantage throughout the baseball playoffs.
Sweet.
If John Bonas was here, his nipples would be hard.
When I think about playoffs,
yeah,
my nipples get hard.
Yep, they
do. The 1912 team won 105 games, but that was a 154-game schedule.
I've told you before that David bet on them to win the World Series.
Yeah, no one cares.
But think about that. Good for him. I hope they win. And if they do win, that's straight cheese.
Mm.
That'll go right to the slots. Right, Hogs?
That's right, baby. Oh, speaking of cheese, I owe you 40 more cheeses.
Oh, yeah. I already spent your cheese.
Did you?
Yeah.
The Vikings are at the Rams Thursday right here on The Fan. Rams are 3-0. The Vikings are 1-1-1. But the good news for the Minnesota Vikings, despite the Everson Griffin issue and where that's going... On the actual field, Aqib Talib suffered a high ankle sprain. He's out at least a month, according to Adam Schefter.
Man.
And even though the Rams are kind of saying that Marcus Peters has a strained calf and is questionable with a day-to-day injury, Schefter is saying Peters is out. Hmm. So they may be down both their starting cornerbacks against Thielen and Diggs on Thursday.
Yeah, that's fine, though. They can put up 2,000 points.
That is true.
But we'll see.
The NCAA Women's Final Four is coming to Minneapolis in 2022.
All right.
Ooh. Fancy.
Target Center.
Sweet.
First time it'll be here since 1995. And, of course, the Men's Final Four is here this season at U.S. Bank Stadium.
That's awesome.
In April.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Maybe I'll go.
Maybe you will.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've gone to Final Fours with Gerdsey and then not gone to the games.
Yeah, man. That's the right way.
I know. It's the best. free trip somewhere.
Yep.
Do media row and talk to Jared from Subway and go, dude, you seem really nice. Oof. Nice guy.
Yeah.
He was really nice.
I don't think so.
Evander Holyfield about his barbecue sauce, and he barely even realized that he was selling barbecue sauce.
Yep.
A lot of fun trips with Gerdsey, and then I'd go to the game, and I'd get the pregame media meal, get some snacks, and I'd go, I don't even care who plays.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the hotel. Specifically in New Orleans when I went straight to the casino.
Yeah,
why am I watching basketball? I'm in New Orleans.
That's right.
What am I doing? I don't care if Kentucky wins.
That's right.
It's not the Gophers.
It doesn't matter.
So I went back to Harrah's and played poker.
That's the right choice.
Lost my ass, probably.
I wish I could go there with you right now.
The casino or New Orleans?
Both.
Period.
I've never been.
Yeah, think about that, Chris. When you and I went to New Orleans in 08.
Yeah, I remember.
Did we even walk in the casino?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
well, of course. Yeah.
I don't know if we did, but I certainly did. Yeah.
Corey, I'm going to bed. See you later. 17 hours later.
Well, again, this
I love Harrah's.
This was back in the day when you slept with the television on at a high volume.
I did. Now I sleep in complete silence.
Yeah, and I slept in the nude.
Yeah. It worked out for both of us.
It did. It was fine. Yeah, good work.
Yeah. What a great time.
Who slept in the nude?
I do. Did. Oh. Don't anymore.
How many beds did you have?
One. Small one.
Oh.
An MRI confirmed a torn ACL for Jimmy Garoppolo, so he is out for the season. So CJ Beathard will step in as starter.
Excuse me. Right? What's his last name?
Beathard.
Oh.
He's still in the league. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Good for him, man.
Yeah.
So starting running back, Jerick McKinnon out for the season with a torn ACL. Starting quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo out for the season with a torn ACL.
And they went from, what, 10-1 to 101?
100-1, yep.
Man. Are you crying?
Vikings injury report. Did not practice yesterday. Everson Griffin for obvious reasons. Marcus Sherrills, Dalvin Cook, and Riley Reiff with a foot problem. Limited was our guy David Morgan, Rashad Hill, Trey Waynes, and Anthony Harris. Full participants, though, Holton Hill and Pat Elflein.
Why?
I think David will play. And apparently Dalvin said, and I tried to load the audio in, but it sounded like the person was standing in the shower when they were recording it for some reason. He said he thinks he'll play.
On Thursday?
On Thursday.
That would be nice.
I think he will, too.
Baker Mayfield officially named Cleveland starter for Sunday against the 0-3 Oakland Raiders. Mayfield...
Bitch! What? What's her problem?
Mayfield threw for 201 yards and a little more than a half against the Jets last week. The Cleveland Browns re-entered the NFL in 1999.
I remember that. Yep.
Yeah, I was there.
Baker Mayfield will be Cleveland's blank starting quarterback since 1999.
Oh my gosh.
How many different starting quarterbacks have they had since 1999?
26.
Since 1999, it has been
so it's give or take 19 years.
Starting quarterbacks, I'm gonna say 36. That's ridiculous, I know, but 36.
And you said what, Paul?
26.
You're both very close, but the slight win goes to Sauce. He will be the 30th starting quarterback since 1999.
Wow.
You guys are doing good.
That is the most in the NFL. You guys like stats?
Apparently I do.
There are some statistics that I'd like to share with you now, and they are numbers.
The Twins host the Tigers tonight at 7:10. Spencer Turnbull is a real guy versus Cole Stewart. Over under 9.5. The Twins are minus 150.
I honest to God forgot that the Twins were still playing.
What do we got? 7 left in potentially Joe Mauer's career? Right, he hangs it up. We got a week left, and he's
when
done.
When's his last game at the starting field?
I think it's this
weekend.
Last
game of the season?
So there's no chance of the postseason, correct?
No.
Damn it. Damn it. You know why?
Why?
When I think about playoffs, my nipples get hurt.
I know they do, and it's cold outside, so.
What about the Wolves?
Oh, man, I don't know. Do you think they can make it?
I think they can.
When I think about playoffs, my nipples get hurt.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this.
Good morning, everybody. Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. Lots to get to on today's show, but real quick, updating the top story. And this is a new facet of the story I didn't know, guys. And maybe you did. Again, reading from Ben Gessling's report in today's Star Tribune about Vikings Pro Bowl defensive end Everson Griffin and the issues over the weekend. Griffin's name was redacted from an incident report released on Monday. Police responded to a call at the Hotel Ivy in Minneapolis reporting a man was threatening to assault staff and was lying on the lobby floor, possibly under the influence of alcohol or narcotics. The suspect, quote, said that if someone doesn't let him in his room, that he's going to shoot someone. No gun was seen, the dispatcher added. Police were on the scene at 1:30. Griffin, who, according to the report, had been staying at the hotel, was not arrested and was allowed to leave the hotel. I didn't know that part.
So he was there the previous night?
Apparently.
But that's not the team hotel.
No.
So he wasn't staying there Saturday night, but he was confused potentially after staying there Friday night.
Or maybe, like, it was after checkout time.
Right.
You know? I don't know, but that's a new part for me. We are currently focused on Everson's well-being and providing the appropriate support for him and his family, Rick Spielman said. This is not the 30-year-old's first run-in with the law. Following his rookie season in 2011, Griffin was arrested twice in 3 days for public intoxication and driving with an invalid license. The latter incident ended when Griffin tried to flee on foot, only to be tased. But as we said earlier, since then, he's really been exemplary.
Yeah.
So we'll find out more as we know more, but that is what is being reported this morning.
And earlier I was like, I thought Everson maybe was connected to like a laptop thing in college, but as AJ texted me to remind me, that was Royce White, who was another guy who dealt with some mental health issues, right? He's had that extreme fear of flying. Mm-hmm. Royce White's mental health is essentially the reason why he didn't catch on in the NBA. And that's been a huge issue with the league and Royce White and stuff. And that, so I got my mental health issues potentially mixed up. Yeah. But thanks to AJ for the clarification. Anyway.
That video's up, by the way, Hogs.
It's unreal.
So Chris just sent us this video, and apparently Sauce just posted it on the Power Trip page on KFAN.com. When I went to a Disney World in Florida, I got scammed a little bit by the rental car company. Oh, you're going to need this such and such toll pass, because otherwise the tolls in Florida are a pain in the ass. Sure, I'll pay $1 billion a day so I don't have to deal with that. I ended up going through like two tolls. It saved me, you know, it would have cost me $6. I think I spent like 65, yep. Right? It was one of those scams.
They got you.
But Florida's got some tolls. You showed us a video of a car going through a toll booth, literally and figuratively. Sounds like the guy or gal may have fallen asleep at the wheel a little bit or gotten groggy.
Right.
Five people in the vehicle, and the one who was sitting in the middle of the back seat gets ejected through, it looks like, the front windshield.
Yeah.
And appears to be instantaneously dead.
Yeah.
Though that person survives.
Yeah. Everybody
but
did.
But you cannot believe that the person that gets ejected and goes through the windshield survives.
Yeah.
Based on how hard they hit and how quickly this person goes lifeless and flies, what, 20 feet, 30 feet?
Probably more than that, yeah. Lands, obviously, on the pavement.
And on the concrete, right.
And then into the...
Motionless.
Yeah, just completely
right next
out.
To the car waiting.
Yeah.
I have no idea how that person survived.
It's the kind of video that I would not have watched if it didn't say in the tagline, everybody survived.
And this is
because I don't want to watch somebody die.
This is super stupid, like dad mode, but this is dad mode. That's the whole wear your seatbelt kids
course.
Moment. Because out of those five, if all five are seatbelted, it looks like all five easily survived. The one person who had a chance of legitimately instantly dying is the one who didn't have their seatbelt on and went flying through the windshield.
Yeah.
Put your seatbelt on. Then if you hit a toll booth, you are 99.9% to survive. And you go through the windshield. What are the percent? I wonder if somebody from like a MnDOT knows this or a police officer. I wonder what the percentage of people who survive is if you go through the windshield.
Yeah.
At almost any rate of speed. I don't even care how fast you have to go. If you
if you
crack through the windshield and are ejected, what's your survival rate?
I bet less than 5%.
I was going to say single digits as well. 10%? Tops, right?
Tops.
I don't know.
I can't imagine. And
if somebody knows, tweet at us, @PowerTripKFN, @PowerTripKFN. If you actually know the stat or can find a link to a relatively reliable estimate for survival percentage. Man. Of windshield ejections.
Truly incredible. You know,
it's hard to watch.
And it is. And again, I wouldn't have been able to watch it if I hadn't known they all survived. But that car doesn't even slow down. And you're watching it come. It always reminds me of a story that a police officer told me one time. Anybody familiar with the exit? If you're coming from St. Cloud on 94 towards the Twin Cities, okay, there's an exit from Monticello. And I believe there are two now, but back then there was only one. And it's there, right there where Gould Chevrolet used to be, that exit right there. An older gentleman by himself in a Cadillac, a very old person, okay? Mm-hmm. Like 90s old, driving a Cadillac, going down 94. Didn't realize they had gotten on the exit, so never slowed down.
Oh, man.
And went through the stoplight and hit a pole for the other stoplight on the other side of the exit at full speed.
So 70-ish or so.
Right, right. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lived, airbag, everything like that. When the cop got there and said, "What were you doing?" The old man said to him, "Why did they put a pole in the middle of the interstate?"
I'm going to hope that was the last day he ever drove.
I would guess it had to have been. Yeah. I don't mean to scare everybody, but imagine that.
Well, I think I told you this within the last handful of days. I think I told you this on Friday when we were at Topgolf. I was driving last week and saw two people, one a gal driving and an old guy sitting shotgun, and both of them looked like they were so old. Their eyes looked shut.
Yeah.
Right? They both looked like the guy from Up, I think is what I said on Friday, too.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, I don't even care which one it is. And again, in that case, the gal was driving, the guy was sitting shotgun. But both of them looked like Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin when they were wasting away at the end of Beetlejuice.
Right.
Wow.
When their jaw was falling off. Like, I mean, they looked like they were wilting away. And one of them was driving. And I'm going, I don't care if they are wide awake.
Yep. I know.
If they feel great. These people are, I don't care. Yeah. They're too old to be driving.
It's a terrible thing to have to ask somebody to give that up because that's a freedom, but they have to. You have to.
But it's also, it's not even about mental capacity. We're just talking about, what about their reaction time?
Yeah, right.
There's no way that old ass foot is getting to the brake fast enough.
I know.
Right.
And what if my kid or myself, our lives are on the line because, I was going to say Octomom, but like Grandma Octomom is behind the wheel here.
What does Octomom have to do with it?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of somebody that I could name that that is a mother for sure, and she definitely is.
Yeah.
Or octogenarian mom.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
it's sometimes you're driving down the road and you look over, you're like, that person's going 25 on the highway.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be on the road. Get off the road. But yeah, as Hockey said,
dynamite add in.
But it's gotta be extremely hard to tell someone you can't drive anymore.
Yeah, that's
what?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
No,
I'm having a hard time telling my dad that. Maybe we should do that publicly. My dad's 80.
That'd be awesome.
Dad's 80. What if we called him on the air and said, "Hey, look, we know you hate this show. This is completely out of the blue, but Corey would like to tell you that he is now officially concerned for your." Hand-eye coordination and your stop time. He's not convinced that you can stop fast enough to drive yourself to and from Forest Lake.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you're never going to be able to just do it on the air because he doesn't listen.
Yeah.
No. Plus, my family does. Nobody in my family likes this show.
No.
He doesn't have a smartphone to listen to it on iHeartRadio.
That's true. Yeah,
no.
Right.
Oh, he doesn't know the Twin score. Good thing they didn't play yesterday. Dad, they do play tonight,
He's not listening.
Yeah, but he's not listening. Yeah. Plus,
I can't text him. He doesn't text. I'll have to call him.
Man, I only text.
Yeah, same.
That's it. I wish they'd invent a phone that only had text.
Yeah, you said that.
And I could say, I don't have the ability to talk to you.
The only person I call is my mom.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's
my dad texts.
The only person I call is your dad.
What do you call him for?
Phone sex.
What? You guys have phone sex?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Hopefully not while he's driving, because he's almost 70.
Yeah, well, I better not say that. I'm just going to say it's uncomfortable for him to drive with the phone in there.
What really matters is next. I'll read scores and stats around the world of sports, and Chris will change your life with something else. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. All right, you said that was in the system as we speak, right there, Saucy Sausage?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm getting there right now. We have an update from a former
fan superstar and now NFL Network superstar.com, Tom Pelissero.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Can I please have your attention?
I'm getting there. Almost there.
.com Tom.
.com Tom, good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Started it all here. He'd be nothing without us.
That is accurate.
I was going to say that.
He definitely would be nowhere without us.
And
dead end career until we launched him.
That is absolutely true. Here is his full update from just, what, moments ago, right, Saucy?
Yeah.
On the NFL Network?
NFL Network, Good Morning Football.
Here you go.
Well, as of late last night, Kay, Everson Griffin remained in a local hospital undergoing evaluation. Now, I've spoken to a number of people close to the situation who say Griffin has been battling a serious mental health-related issue for several weeks. He has been getting help from the Vikings as well as his agents, was able to play in the first two games of the season, got in on a sack in each of them, but the situation became unmanageable last week when they ruled him out for their game against the Bills, continued to deteriorate through the weekend. Now, there have been a lot of rumors and misinformation spread since Vikings coach Mike Zimmer said after that game that Griffin was not with the team on Sunday because of a personal matter. In fact, I had two team sources reach out to me last night to specifically refute a report that Griffin was arrested over the weekend in connection to an attempted break-in at one of his teammates' houses. The bottom line for the Vikings from a football perspective is they depart tonight for their Thursday game against the Rams. A volatile situation, but certainly highly unlikely Everson Griffin will be on that plane. Right now, the focus is elsewhere for Griffin. GM Rick Spielman put out a statement last night saying the team is aware of the situation involving Everson Griffin and certainly concerned by what we have heard. We are currently focused on Everson's well-being and providing the appropriate support for him and his family.
Okay? All right, so a couple of things there from .com, Tom, that are worth noting as legitimate updates, that this has been an ongoing thing that was building, right? It sounds like he's been dealing with a mental health issue for weeks.
Mm.
And it sounds like that they ruled him out on Friday for this, not necessarily the injury that, according to the way Tom just worded it, unless I just misread him, he made it sound like it would became unmanageable before Saturday, which is even stranger because if they ruled him out because of this before the incident on Saturday, that a little bit surprises me that he wasn't tended to differently. I wonder what the protocol over the weekend was supposed to be for Everson Griffin if they were that concerned about his well-being. And the other update, of course, that he just definitively said is hospitalized. Now, you said in the first segment, Chris, that technically could mean a handful of things, but he's being evaluated. So it's not he's sitting at home and they're going to figure it out later. He is somewhere being evaluated. So, again, good luck to Everson Griffin with whatever he's dealing with. It sounds like he's been dealing with it for weeks. Ugh.
That's terrible.
Terrible.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, I think the other day we played it in a completely different context, but Andre Patterson told me, he said, you treat these guys like they're normal guys because they are just normal guys who get paid a lot of money and are a little bigger than us, but just like normal people, some of them have issues that they can't help, you know?
Yeah.
And apparently that's what Mr. Griffin is dealing with here, and I'm real sorry to hear that anybody has to suffer those kind of situations, and I'm sorry to hear that people outside of his own head had to deal with those on Saturday as well. But let's just hope everybody's all right.
Yeah, correct. Well said, Hogsy.
That does matter, but
yes.
Technically we call this segment What Really Matters. And I read scores and stats, sports garbage, and you say something else.
Yeah.
That's how it works. And brought to you by Big O Tires.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Big O Tires. Oh, wait, it's not Big O, is it? I keep
Big
getting
o.
in trouble for that. It's Big O.
Big O.
I like Big O tires. Just close circuit to Big O tires. I like Big O tires better.
All right, cool. There's something
change
else
it.
You kept saying you liked over
it.
The break.
That's true, too. I do.
Well, I thought we lost
I think
you.
Care 11 may be my new favorite morning television show.
Why is that?
I like the personalities on there.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You like their personalities.
I do. I like their personalities. I think they communicate the news and sports as well.
Got it. So you watch, just to clarify, you watch Channel 11 while we're on the air. You watch it silently.
Yeah, silently.
But you love their personalities.
Yeah. I like the way they report the news. Yes.
Do you have
from a physical perspective, since you can't hear them.
Yeah, I mean,
do you have
you
the volume
tell
up?
I do not. That's what he just said.
I do not. What?
That guy's got a little Katie Holmes look to her a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I'm not surprised.
And Mila Kunis, I guess, like Mila and Katie combined?
I'm not surprised that the lady in the blue is your favorite, because she reminds me of the girl on the Russians.
Kerry Russell.
The
Russians.
What is the Russian?
Kerry Russell
the
tour, American, I guess, sorry, a little bit. Like, yeah. Again, a Kerry Russell, Mila Kunis mix.
And the dude in the middle, I mean, that's a dapper-looking son of a bitch.
Jesus!
This is called narrow casting, but it's like a hot Joe Nelson.
It is!
Yes!
It's what Joe will never be.
It's if tiny Joe Nelson was just a smoke show, he'd look like that.
Look at that guy's hair!
Yeah, good-looking dude.
Square jawline.
Yeah, that guy is handsome.
Look at that guy, and his eyes are very pouty, like, come over here and let's get it on, kind of.
Yeah. Right, it's working on me.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can see you knocked
my God,
over your
my
monster.
My pants aren't on right now, and I don't even know what happened. Gentlemen, stop staring through my soul. What
Steelers won 30-27 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but in the loss, Ryan Fitzpatrick threw for 411 yards. He becomes the first quarterback ever to throw for 400 yards in three consecutive games.
Wow.
Wow.
And the record for a season is four games, so he has 13 more games. Barring injury or Jameis Winston. He has 13 more games to get one more game of 400. That would tie Dan Marino and Peyton Manning.
Wow.
For four in a season. What really matters, though, is this.
Wow. Well, lace this out, Dan. I have a list of advertisements.
Okay.
In which somebody misspelled a word that was very important to the advertisement.
Oh, boy.
This is a Dairy Queen ad. For the Good Guys Classic Burger, which is the number 6 combo, which features anus beef, lettuce, tomato, and special sauce.
Right. Say that. What kind of beef?
Anus beef.
Anus beef.
One letter. One letter changes everything.
One letter changed everything for Jay Leno. Do you remember Headlines?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was his thing.
That's a good bit.
Yeah, right? It was a great bit. It was one of his only bits that I really, really liked because Headlines for Leno back in the day basically is called Twitter today.
Yeah, that's right.
Because
Or BuzzFeed.
Because if something like what you just said, anus beef and whatever burger,
anus beef.
That would be on Twitter so fast, and everybody would destroy that ad for not, you know, spell checking or fact checking. I think, was it Monday nights?
I don't know. You know.
I think Leno did Headlines on Monday nights.
The only
forget.
Show I ever watched in late night ever was early David Letterman and early Conan. Other than that, I never stayed up for it. Don't know why. I like sleep.
I watched David Letterman last night on that Norm MacDonald Netflix show.
Oh, yeah. So he was on Norm's show?
It was great.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, Dave's great.
He is great. He's still got his big beard.
Still does. Norm asked him if he ever was going to host Saturday Night Live, and he said that Lorne Michaels asked him to do it once, and Dave said no because he knew he would be horrible at it.
Really?
And it wasn't, you know, just self-deprecating, trying to, like, humble himself. He's like, oh, Lorne, no, Lorne, I'm not a big enough deal. He's like, no, I'm a big enough deal. This is just not what I'm good at. He said he had a variety show, and I forgot about this, unless I was just too young, but he said, like, with Mary Tyler Moore.
That's right.
Like, Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was so bad, and everybody else around him was so good that he dreaded it.
Yeah.
Really?
And he just realized that's just not what I'm good at. And he said that's why he doesn't do stand-up, is because about 2 o'clock every afternoon when he has to do stand-up, he gets sick to his stomach, and I know I'm hours away from bombing.
Wow. I like the honesty.
I really like that show, by the way, that Norm MacDonald show.
Yeah.
It's good.
I've only seen the David Spade one, and I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore was great. David Letterman was great. I like shows like that because I watched the Jane Fonda one, too. I don't really give a rat's ass about Jane Fonda, but it was fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a big documentary, I think, out on her now.
Yeah. She's 80.
Yeah, didn't we learn
getting
a couple weeks
still.
Ago? No, didn't we learn? No, didn't we learn that she, like, closed up shop?
I don't think so, because Norm made a pretty solid run at her at 64 years old. And he asked her, what's the youngest guy you've ever dated? And she said, the lowest she's ever gone is 17 years younger. And he goes, let me do the math here. Because he's 16 years younger. And he got to kiss her on the mouth pretty significantly.
Man.
Really?
Well, she's got herpes.
Wow, really?
It'd be fun to do a show like that. I want to do a show like that.
Well, you should. We could do that.
Just to kiss old women?
Well, that too, but I meant just ask questions like that. Hey, although, I think he let her get away with one a little bit. I think she kind of lied.
Oh.
I think she meant more poetically than realistically, but she claims she doesn't experience fear, which I believe to be impossible.
Yeah.
She said she gets concerned or she is aware of danger, but she doesn't experience fear. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah. Can I ask, this would be my follow-up.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Philadelphia Flyers mascot? Have you seen that thing?
Yeah, I have.
That thing's the Babadook.
Have you seen the Nun trailer?
No. Yeah. Corey, I'm not afraid of that.
Well, I'm not afraid of that. That stuff I don't experience
fear.
But we're talking about, she was talking about, you know, bombs falling around her and things like that. She was talking about after all the controversy back in the day, people threatening her life or throwing things through her window, and that she, her kids were fearful. And she was concerned for her kids, but she didn't experience fear. Ooh. And I'm like, I think that's just, metaphoric.
Hmm.
Where,
interesting.
Where... Because she also said she doesn't fear death.
Hmm. Interesting.
You know, well, the old nature's fight or flight kind of. It's either you're either afraid and you run.
Yeah.
Or even if you're afraid, you got to fight. But you got to pick one of the two. It sounds like she's trying to claim that she's not an animal.
Right. 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 No.
Which she is.
There's a third in there too. There's fight, flight, or poop your pants.
Yeah, which you always do.
But you could do that while experiencing either of the others.
Yeah, I guess you could do all three.
Like, God, that guy's punching like crazy, but his pants are full. Never. Or look at that guy sprint full speed while dumping.
Yeah.
He's terrified.
I could do that.
Yeah. Jackass did that.
They did. The Dallas Stars won 5-3 over the Wild. Two preseason games left for the Wild Wednesday at the X, and then Friday season opener a week from Thursday against Colorado in Colorado. What really matters, though, is this.
This is a... menu item, and I can't find the restaurant because I would leave there now. They have Jalmuri, which is puffed rice snacks, as you guys well know.
Had no idea.
They have Pika Pika, which is basically potato chips. Yeah. They also have Vietnamese vegetarian hand job rolls, which are baked cheese and rosemary.
They have what job rolls?
I'm sorry, they have Vietnamese vegetarian hand job rolls.
Oh my God, take
that's
four.
I don't know much about food because I eat like I'm four and it's offensive to four-year-olds.
Wash your hands.
What is the misprint?
I don't know. I don't know what they
Hand-made
meant.
Handmade rolls?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, that's possible.
Or maybe it's not a misprint.
Yeah, maybe they have that. Maybe it's like, that thing.
Whoa.
Or hockey went and got the massage.
Oh, yeah.
You got one of those.
Plain as a whistle. Yeah. I did not get one of those, by the way. I did not. I did not. Oh, speaking of that.
That is a weird misprint. There would be a line around the block.
Yeah. You guys got to remind me to play you the Tommy Wiseau thing.
Oh, the Dark Knight?
Have you heard it yet?
I just saw the headline. I haven't heard it yet.
It's as bad as you can imagine. Okay. I can play that when we come back.
Yeah, we have.
Before we get into some Fan 5 sports and update you once again on the... Everson Griffin situation.
Yeah, we have an Everson Griffin update when we come back and a Jimmy Butler / Tom Thibodeau update because I don't know what we're going to get in return for Jimmy Butler, but can we package Tom Thibodeau with him? Can he just leave? How does he not understand how this works?
Supposedly, during media day.
Did you say deposably?
Probably.
Yeah, it's a long term.
It's my new term.
Oh, deposably. Yeah. Okay, so deposably, what happened?
Butler was playing basketball at the health club downtown during media day.
Well, yeah, he's not showing up. Yeah, he said, I'm not coming.
And he likes playing basketball.
Well, I guess he had to take a physical. Somebody said that yesterday, that he had to be in town for his physical. And then at some point when he gets traded, he will obviously have to take another physical with the other team. But I guess it's part of some kind of requirement that he has to be here for it. But he has told the Wolves, I'm not showing up. I'm not practicing. I'm not playing for the Wolves ever again. And Tibbs is, please, please.
Also, I have a way to win $1,000.
You do?
Yep.
You can tell us after the break? Or you can tell us now?
I'll tell you after the break.
Oh, I like it.
Fan 5 is next. Power trip on the Fan. Because I'm not with you. I just don't know.
Listen to the Fan all day for your chance to win a grand in your hand every hour. This hour, your keyword is luck. Text luck to 200-200. Standard message and data rates apply.
It's like a dollar an hour.
Do you ever get the feeling that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like something in your teeth?
Yeah, babe. Church is in St. Paul about a week and change from now.
Yeah.
And we don't have tickets yet.
I got to call my guy today.
Both shows are sold out.
Yeah,
we're screwed.
I got a guy. When is it?
What do we
got
to do to just be let in there? Can't we play the media card and say we're covering it from media?
I don't know. Who would we write a story about it?
I mean, no, but we'll talk about it on the show.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm in. I
want to go to next Wednesday's show.
All right, let me
I'm busy next Thursday. I got to go to the first show. Wednesday. Back-to-back shows. Churches in St. Paul.
Yeah, I'd have to go Wednesday as well.
Are they playing like Palace Theater? Whatever, yeah. What is that what it's called?
Yeah.
One of the best live shows I've ever seen.
All right.
They're so good.
Maybe the guy that used to work here would know.
There's so many guys that used to work here. Mr. Fun?
Oaks, he's dead.
Mr. Fun died?
Yeah.
I liked him.
No one else did. Rosie, it's not funny. Just kidding. I love that guy. He wails when he was alive.
Carly Zucker about 30 minutes from now. Mark Rosen, the great Mark Rosen, at 8 o'clock right here on The Fan. Don't forget Vegas details for 2019 for the Power Trip Morning Show's yearly Vegas trip. We'll release those Friday morning, give you guys 2 or 3 days to get your ducks in a row, and then Monday morning at 8, the floodgates open and they go on sale. We'll tell you where on Friday.
I can't wait.
I'm super jacked. I want to go to Vegas now.
Except if I had to ride.
I haven't been there since June.
Except if I have to ride the bus back.
Which right now, you are the only one slated to drive the bus back 37 hours from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm pulling away. We're only 3 weeks in. No, a lot can change. 3 weeks in, yeah. 12 to go. We're only doing 15 this year. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm only 3 points back. It's not as bad as I'm lucky that T.Y. Hilton didn't catch a touchdown on Saturday or Sunday. But, yeah, it's fine. Who cares? I'd rather do that. I'd rather go there and back than get my ear pierced.
Yeah, but you're going to hate the bus ride.
No, because I have a secret weapon.
What's your secret weapon?
Not telling you. Hold on.
How can you have a secret weapon? See, we gotta talk about this, because there can't be loopholes this year. Because AJ took 15 loopholes last year.
What could be the secret weapon?
Yeah, what's your secret weapon?
I can't...
You're allowed?
I don't like the sound of that.
No, because you have to be on the bus for 37 hours,
I
right?
I will be.
Okay. You are allowed to sleep or drink or whatever. I don't know what you can do on a bus.
Yeah.
What's your secret weapon?
I'm not telling you.
Well, that's not fair.
No, there's no loopholes this year. We're closing loopholes.
It's not a loophole at all. Then I will ride the bus. I will do all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing someone with me if I lose.
Oh. Like a lady friend?
No lady friend of mine would ride. And plus, the lady friend that I would bring, I wouldn't put on a bus.
No, that's the worst idea ever. No.
So you have a friend of yours who is willing to come with you if you lose.
Yeah, if I pay for it.
Is it the crease?
If this person... No. Right. What if one of the
I'll
other...
I'll give you some clues.
If either AJ, myself, Hawk, or Creasel loses and you have a riding partner, is this friend out? So is this a backup plan? Is this person only comes
is
with you
B-Lar?
If you're flying solo?
Who's B-Lar?
Your cousin.
No.
Yeah. So this is if you need somebody to talk to, this person is willing to come with.
Yeah.
Are they slated to come with us to Vegas?
Well, that would be part of it.
And you would have to pay for them to go to Vegas and then drive the 37 hours back.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I'm not doing that alone.
Is it your daddy?
No. My dad drives a Mercedes. He wouldn't ride a bus.
Yikes.
He's driven.
Careful. No, gross. What has he driven? Just say it.
The F truck.
Who owns that?
Well, I do.
Oh. How many wheels does it have?
4.
Does it ever go anywhere?
It rocks up and down a lot. Every now and again, I have to take it to get the insides cleaned out.
Ish.
Because it smells like...
Yeah. Yeah. So far through 3 weeks of the Fantasy Charge Challenge, after 19 points for me last night with Mike Evans, I have the lead with 63. I have 63 points.
Congratulations.
Chris Hockey, you're in second with 50.
Congratulations to me.
Yep. AJ Mansoor, you got 10, by the way. 10 from Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, thank you. I had the last pick.
AJ Mansoor, yeah, you did. had Adam Thielen and 10 points.
Okay, good job.
So he's in third with 44.
Yeah, way to go, Duke.
John Kreisel had DeAndre Hopkins. He got 8 points. He is in fourth with 39 points. Then the Ghost has 35 after a 5-point effort out of T.Y. Hilton. And as of now, the only person who would be riding the bus home from Las Vegas, 37 hours, Paul meets us. Lambert.
You got more points 32. In 1 week than I have combined.
Right, because I got 32 with Cousins. He got 35 with Patrick Mahomes. You have 32 total so far.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm in trouble.
No, you're not. We got a long season.
We're 1/5 of the way in, which in terms of percentages, also, Paul, that is?
4.
Okay.
I'm not good at it. Plus, adding John Kreisel has killed me because I picked behind him.
No. Nope.
I would rather pick behind hockey.
Why?
Because you don't know who DeAndre Hopkins is.
I do too.
You don't know who T.Y. Hilton is.
That I didn't know. I admit that. But that's why I didn't pick
him.
You don't know
who Mike Evans is.
I did. Yeah, he went to Wisconsin. Great wide receiver. No, he didn't?
It was Lee Evans.
Oh, sorry.
Let's do Fan 5. The two big stories, Everson Griffin and Jimmy Butler, continue to stay in the news cycle.
May I, after I hit this?
Go see it.
May I go ahead and play .com Tom's report once again?
Sure. We just played it last segment, but I think it's worth replaying because if you're just tuning in now, here is your Everson Griffin update.
Well, as of late last night, Kay, Everson Griffin remained in a local hospital undergoing evaluation. Now, I've spoken to a number of people close to the situation who say Griffin has been battling a serious mental health-related issue for several weeks. He has been getting help from the Vikings as well as his agents, was able to play in the first two games of the season, got in on a sack in each of them, but the situation became unmanageable last week when they ruled him out for their game against the Bills, continued to deteriorate through the weekend. Now, there have been a lot of rumors and misinformation spread since Vikings coach Mike Zimmer said after that game that Griffin was not with the team on Sunday because of a personal matter. In fact, I had two team sources reach out to me last night to specifically refute a report that Griffin was arrested over the weekend in connection to an attempted break-in at one of his teammates' houses. The bottom line for the Vikings from a football perspective is they depart tonight for their Thursday game against the Rams. A volatile situation, but certainly highly unlikely Everson Griffin will be on that plane. Right now, the focus is elsewhere for Griffin. GM Rick Spielman put out a statement last night saying, "The team is aware of the situation involving Everson Griffin and certainly concerned by what we have heard. We are currently focused on Everson's well-being and providing the appropriate support for him and his family." Okay.
Well done, .com, Tom.
Yeah, very good, very as always. Done.
Yeah.
All right, so item one, stating the obvious, mental health of Everson Griffin is a topic number one, and that should be everyone's number one concern, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's hopefully unselfish fans, members of the Vikings front office, right? His mental health is number one. Everybody agreed on that?
100%.
I think that's stating the obvious?
Yes. Yeah.
Toy department, though, if you pull it back and go, all right, let's look at how the Vikings played on Sunday. Every coach, every player always says they hate distractions, right? You want to keep your organization as distraction-free as possible. If this happened Saturday, and it did, right? This is the hotel incident on Saturday afternoon. That lead you guys to believe in any way that that was part of the problem on Sunday? Is that the team was massively distracted and maybe unprepared because they were dealing with what's wrong with our guy?
Specifically the defense?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, now, I'm not saying that's a good excuse, but there's a difference between a reason and an excuse. I wonder if this is the reason why they were just a little bit off is not just that you don't have Everson there, and he's a top 20 player according to that NFL top 100 list, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not only do you have a dynamic player out of the lineup, but you have a friend that is in serious trouble. Not necessarily legal trouble, but he is dealing with a serious issue, and you're concerned. There's a distraction. There's the secret factor because you're worried about who knows, who doesn't know. I wonder how much of a distraction that was pregame versus the Bills between Saturday and Sunday. And also, let's say, again, based on .com Tom's report, if this has been going on for weeks and building for weeks, this is something the team's been aware of. And if they knew on Friday he was out, that's days of, man, what's wrong with our guy? And I hope our guy's okay. Not a good excuse for getting your butt kicked as 17-point favorites, but that may be one of a handful of reasons why that thing derailed quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Sad.
So if we hear anything else about Everson Griffin, we'll let you know. The other big story, of course, continues to be Jimmy Butler, because Timberwolves media day was yesterday. He was a no-show. And despite him consistently telling this team, and Tibbs and Scott Layden and Glenn Taylor and probably anybody who will listen, I'm not showing up. I'm not going to media day. I'm not going to training camp. I'm not playing for the Timberwolves ever again. Sources again saying last night that Tom Thibodeau is being stubborn and trying to talk Jimmy out of it. Dude.
Yeah.
It's over.
Sometimes.
It is over.
It's like Wayne and What's-Her-Face in Wayne's World. We broke up. Move on.
What would I do
right.
with a gun rack?
Right. Yeah. Get over it.
Go I don't even have else. A gun, let alone enough to...
You better be careful, Wayne. You're going to lose me. We broke up. Get in the now. Right. I mean, that's basically what this is. I'm bad at taking hints a lot of the time, especially with you two, when you're like, stop saying that, or you're annoying, or you talk too much, or your points have no story, all that stuff.
Those aren't really hints. Those are pretty direct.
I don't think I've ever said your points have no story.
But...
Yeah, he uses complete sentences.
He. This is like the guy who like... sits around and looks back at old nice text messages Jimmy Butler sent him. Like he's obsessed with him.
Right.
It's weird.
Well,
just trade
too,
him. I mean, he knows.
The great Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray once sang a song called
right?
When
Honestly,
It's Over.
Yeah.
Great point. Right?
It is.
And when it's over, that's the time to fall in love again with somebody else.
Yeah.
So Tibbs needs to move on. Butler needs to move on. They're going to trade him as soon as possible.
Right.
It's over, Tibbs. Get over him. It's not happening.
This is to you, Kevin Thibodeau.
Yep.
That's his name?
Yep, KT.
When it's over. It's not?
It's over. That's the time
I fall in love right. again.
Yeah, so who are you going to fall in love with?
Yoki
Noah?
No.
Somebody else. Somebody else from the Bulls from 5 years ago.
Yeah, is Michael Jordan available?
Gone out the window.
Jimmy Buckets. Sucks.
Hey, who's the guy that broke his leg from Boston?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Gordon Hayward.
What if we got him?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
You don't seem to understand.
You don't know who Gordon Hayward is.
Sure I do.
Who is he?
He's the guy who cooks the hamburgers. He's got the
That's Gordon Ramsay.
Show. Whatever. Didn't he sing Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Great point. That's a great point. We have to have that in the system, right?
We don't.
Not only is Buckets prison. Again out the door, we got to get rid of Tibbs.
Well, yeah, no, and Tibbs...
He's stuck in the past. He's like, stuck on ex-girlfriends. The guy's got to go.
Things have
yells
a
too
way
much.
Of moving on and working themselves out. If Butler goes, Tibbs is gone.
He's got to go, too.
He has to.
That's why.
Because this is a 12th seed without Butler.
That's why he's fighting so hard to keep him, because he knows they might as well not even play the season if they don't have him.
Depends that would on what
be
they
your
get
goal.
Back.
Yeah, but
still got the big cat.
Yeah.
Meow.
The big cat wails, but what version is this?
I can't find Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. This is a Carefree Highway.
Bye.
Gordon Lightfoot. Harry Warden.
Who the hell's Gordon Lightfoot?
You guys singing that song?
That song sucks.
How dare you?
Gory?
Who's Gory?
No, I mean, that sucked. Yeah, that song sucked.
That's Gory. I mean, okay, well, I haven't made much sense today, but I'm trying.
How can we not have the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yeah, that song kind of wails.
What freaking station do we have in this building that would play that?
Cool.
This one?
Yeah. Hogsley and I, when you're not here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crying. We'd do a segment on it.
Cool 108 plays like Bon Jovi all day. They're not playing Gordon
Lightfoot. Cool 108
plays
Counting Crows now.
I'm pretty sure that PA did an entire segment on the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald song.
Yeah, I'm sure the ratings were through the roof.
They
wow,
were. They
that's
are.
That's mean.
It's a great song.
Well,
it's
did he
an
podcast
interesting story.
It?
Do you know what the story's about?
Is it about a boat?
Glass bottom one.
Okay, I'm going to say something super dumb.
All right.
Is that song about the Edmund Fitzgerald going down in Lake Superior?
Correct.
It's true, right?
That is absolutely true.
Oh, wow. See, Corey, I'm
Legend
not that stupid.
On
have you seen the have you seen that infomercial? Commercial slash infomercial for the... God, what the hell is it called? It's like... It's this tape.
Red copper
it's, no,
band?
It's like clear tape.
I want one of those.
But it's ridiculously strong, and the guy cuts the bottom of a boat
yeah.
out, and then he puts the tape over it, and then goes in the middle of like the Bahamas.
Yeah, they do that all the time, yeah.
I would love to see that boat sink.
Why?
Just to prove him wrong.
Well, it basically,
right, because clearly they have like a drone or a helicopter flying over the top, filming him, one of the two, right? And it's, look at this, I'm in Cuba.
Yeah.
And my boat has tape on it, and I'm not sinking. I would love for that boat just to crack, like a pop, a little leak, right in the tape. Have him without a life jacket. It looks like he's life jacketless.
Why does he need a life jacket? He's got a great boat and tape.
Have the boat sink.
Yeah.
And just have the largest great white shark you've ever seen just absolutely obliterated.
You want the guy to be eaten.
What? Yes.
Are there...
But why? What did he do wrong?
In Lake Superior?
He's got good tape, and he's just trying to sell your
what's
tape.
What's that tape called?
It's called the Squeegee Mawiji.
Yeah, Squeegee Mawiji.
Okay, hang on. Tape on TV.
I can't
show.
Find Edmund Fitzgerald.
Don't worry about it, baby. It
makes me sad.
There was a show called Tape?
Yeah, sure.
Like, when that guy puts the tape over a hole in a bucket, he's like, look at this, I put this tape on the bucket, and the bucket stops leaking. I'm like, hey, sweet, that makes sense. I might need that at some point. Some kind of really, really strong tape that I could just seal over the top of a hole. All right,
hell,
great.
Yeah, man.
I'm never going to cut the bottom of a boat just to see if the damn thing...
Oh, it's flex tape.
Flex tape. Boom, nailed it.
Then they have, like, flex seal, and the guy claims he, like, sprays it on the bottom of a boat.
Right.
If Tony Williams keeps farting, I'm going to put that on his BH.
Who's right. Tony Williams?
Guitar player, Chris Hockey Band, this coming Friday night at... Oh. That one place.
I would also like him to be on a boat and have it sink and have him be obliterated by the largest white shark that's ever existed.
Tony?
Sure.
My guitar player?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Dude, it'd be great for ratings. Think of the day
ratings?
After.
Ratings?
The ratings of this show. If your guitar player was eaten by a great white shark.
Tony's
and you,
a good dude.
Yeah, but I don't know him very well. I've met him, a dozen or so times. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah,
to me, the... His long-term value for me is greater if he gets eaten by a great white shark and we can share that story that you've known him for, like, years. And you cry in the air about how his family misses him.
I like him, but I don't think I'll cry.
Can I make another point?
You cry at movie trailers.
Yeah, did you cry last night watching Magnum P.I.?
No, it wasn't as good as I'd hoped.
But you watched
it. Why is that a Brew Works this coming Friday, by the way?
You watched it, though.
Of course I did. It was pretty good. But I didn't like it as much as I'd hoped.
Oh.
What would you rather watch, Magnum P.I. or that guy in that flex tape commercial sink to the bottom of the Caribbean?
Caribbean, you mean?
I normally say Caribbean.
Hmm.
Weird. I guess, Pirates of the Caribbean or we're going to the Caribbean.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that weird?
The Caribbean whales.
Or would I say we're going to the Caribbean?
I should go.
I think I would say we're going to the Caribbean. But I definitely don't say Pirates of the Caribbean. I say Pirates of the Caribbean.
Here's a very odd thing for you. Why would I have Hot-Ass Randy's birthday in my calendar?
Hot-Ass Randy's birthday's on Friday.
I know. Why would I have that in my calendar?
Did your wife put it there?
She must have.
Do you really?
I swear to God, I do.
Hey, the best thing you can do for his birthday is just hire him. DrillItPounditScrewIt.com. He always needs work. DrillItPounditScrewIt.com. Hot-Ass Randy, the best handyman in the Twin Cities. You need something drilled, he'll drill it. You need something screwed, he'll screw it.
Yeah, right.
You need
right.
something pounded,
right.
he'll pound it. At drillitpounditscrewit.com. It's a free ad.
Wow.
You're welcome. Carly Zucker in about 12 minutes. Mark Rosen in 42. This is the Power Trip Morning Show, which returns right after this on the Van.
And Corey, may I tease something? I got a great way for you to make $300 this Halloween season. Would you like to know what it is?
$300?
Yeah.
How much time do I have to invest?
30 hours.
Yeah.
Head up to the Friday Football Feast as PA and Charge are in Champlin Park on Friday from 9 to noon. Be there for the boom and get the complete broadcast schedule at KFAN.com thanks to Coors Light.
And of course, that will be in reaction to the Rams and Vikings Thursday night as opposed to previewing a Vikings upcoming game. Hopefully they're celebrating a giant upset, right? What are we, 6.5, 7-point dogs?
Yeah.
And that's without the Everson Griffin news, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if the line has changed since then, and we don't know if Everson's definitively out, but as .com Tom said in that soundbite we played from the NFL Network, I don't know if anybody expects him to be on the flight today, so he is overwhelmingly likely not playing on Thursday. And who knows when he'll be back. If at all this year, we have no idea.
No idea.
Giant question mark with Ev.
Guys, Halloween's right around the corner. If you wanted to challenge yourself, you should go to Six Flags in St. Louis, Missouri.
I like Six Flags.
You could earn yourself $300.
How? A long way to go for $300.
It is.
All you got to do is spend 30 hours in a coffin.
What?
It's called the 30-hour coffin challenge.
For $300.
Make it $3,000.
Guests get the money as well as free ride tickets and two gold season passes. They're going to have up to six people participate in this. Now, here's the thing.
I'd do it for $3,000.
Yeah, I probably would, too.
Especially with these caveats.
Go for it.
You'd spend 30 hours inside the six-foot coffin, and you can't have people visit you to keep you company. However, you do spend the night alone inside the coffin. If you're worried about food and entertainment, don't worry, because you'll be given hourly bathroom breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
That's easy.
Easy. Given meals to eat inside the coffin.
Awesome. Baked barbecued lays, Raising Cane's.
And have a phone charging station inside the coffin.
Yeah.
So you're going to have Netflix, you're going to have apps,
yeah.
Both food and phone apps, bathroom breaks.
Porn.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I ain't going 30 hours without doing that.
I'm not doing it for $10 an hour, but I'll do it for $3,000.
Yeah.
It'd be $20 an hour?
I'm not going to do it at all, but I think those caveats make it much easier. You're going to get out every hour? So that means, you know, for 60 minutes or 55 minutes, whatever, you have to just talk yourself through the uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's boring. I'm sure it's uncomfortable. But
again, you got your phone.
$3,000.
And you can sleep.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, can you sleep?
Yeah, I'd stay up a few days beforehand and just zonk out, baby.
Yeah, right. I'd take a bunch of Z-Quil.
Yeah, yeah. Sleep the whole way. Forget the bathroom breaks or the food or whatever. Just sleep the whole time.
Zoinks, I'm out.
Yeah, zoinks, Shaggy.
Yeah.
Zoinks.
Yeah, that's right. So there you go. If you're interested, let him know.
So Tommy Wiseau is the genius behind the epically horrific film The Room.
He's here.
Hello, I'm Margo.
Okay, then Tommy Wiseau was brilliantly played by James Franco in the movie The Disaster Artist.
Both of those things are right.
Yeah.
But Tommy Wiseau is now back in the news because he and his partner, Greg, who, not partner is probably the wrong word.
Come on,
his movie partner, Greg, from The Room, recreated the Dark Knight interrogation scene.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's okay, Greg.
Who?
Greg.
Who's Greg?
His partner.
How do you say Greg?
Greg.
Yeah, G-R-E-C-K, Greg.
It's okay, Marg. Tommy Wiseau as the Joker. Are you sure you're ready for this?
100%.
No.
Can't wait.
Where's Dent? Those mobsters, those fools want you gone so they can go back. They cannot go back! Because you change everything forever.
Then why do you want to kill?
Change everything forever!
Then why do you want to kill me?
I don't want to kill you. Why should I kill you? What I would do without you? You complete me.
You're garbage! Who kills for money?
Don't talk to me like that. Like one of them. You are not! You're just a freak like me. They need you right now, but when they don't, they cast you out like a leper.
What?
Let's go a couple steps ahead. Have you guys seen, and I know you have, Chris, because you've tweeted about it, have you seen the Joaquin Phoenix still shots of the Joker, or now they have a couple of short TMZ-related Joker clips?
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
It looks terrifying. It looks, I think it'll be great. I think it maybe might live up to the Heath Ledger Joker. Do you disagree?
I don't disagree with the fact that Joaquin Phoenix has the ability to be brilliant and that his Joker might be terrific. The film might be terrific, all of that. My bigger complaint is with us. What is it about us? Why do we have to have all of these quick little glimpses into what Joaquin Phoenix's Joker is going to look like? I'm an anti-spoiler guy, but almost always I want to be surprised. Like, wouldn't half the fun be getting the shortest possible glimpse of a movie trailer just to even hint at what might be coming? I just feel like by the time we see the movie, we're going to have already seen the movie. I can't believe Todd Phillips and everybody that's involved in this Joaquin Phoenix Joker film has allowed any of this stuff to be out. Shouldn't you want to catch us off guard and blow us away? I don't know.
I think I read somewhere that the scenes that we've seen is simply just like test footage. Like, it's not an actual scene from the upcoming movie.
If that's the case, I'm more in favor of that, but I'm a little bummed they're showing so much of what the Joker's going to look like. They did it with Ledger. They did it with Leto. I get it, but...
Well, curiosity, man. People want to know. And you're not going to hide it forever.
But I'm saying, shouldn't the goal be to keep it as secretive as possible for as long as possible?
Yeah,
because you could argue
in today's society.
That's what I'm arguing against. I'm saying that's what sucks, because I get building hype and building momentum and getting word of mouth going and getting the buzz factor out there. But I could argue that in today's day and age, the more secretive you can be, you could also build buzz that way, going like, I can't wait to see his Joker, as opposed to just, I've seen it and now I'm excited.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely in the first camp. I would be more excited to only have 3% of the information and want to know the other 97%, as opposed to go, all right, I know exactly what he's going to look like. Cool, they released a clip of how he's going to talk. I would much rather be surprised after a glimpse than know the whole story.
Hmm. Yeah, I think I'll tell you this for sure in answer to your question. I've definitely seen enough now.
You don't want to see any
more. I don't want to see any more.
Right. And isn't that better?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, so I'm done clicking on links to Joaquin Phoenix behind the scenes shots. If that is a test shot, I hope that's not what he ends up looking like. Not that it's bad, just I want to be surprised.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I do too. You also think Bumblebee is going to be good.
You also once thought Bumblebee was two words and initials.
That's true.
Yeah. Cost you a chance at giving a Harley away to one guy.
Yeah, sure did.
Yep. Not to bring that up or anything.
No, it's okay. I at least I know what state Buffalo's in.
Good point.
What state?
Have you seen the and it's not going to happen, but have you seen online everybody saying, look, Joaquin Phoenix is going to kill this. Can't they just shut down that Jared Leto bit? They're not going to, because they got too much money invested.
Yeah, of course.
But it's, once Joaquin Phoenix sets the bar again, why is Leto even doing this?
One of the creepiest characters of all time is the Joaquin Phoenix character in Gladiator.
Yeah, he's great.
He's just creepy as hell.
Joaquin Phoenix is a terrific actor.
I've never seen Gladiator.
Oh, it's really
Are you
good.
Serious?
Yeah. Really, really good.
How is that possible?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
He's got another movie
it's
out now
terrific.
That I've meant to watch, and I actually bought it. I have it on my iTunes called You Were Never Really There, which got great reviews and looks creepy as hell as well, but I haven't had time to watch it.
He's great.
Yeah.
Hey, Carly Zucker is next, and Vikings News is next. We'll give you the Everson Griffin breakdown start to finish and the update via Tom Pelissero and the NFL Network right after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. It's Patrick Morning Show. Lots to get to in Vikings news, but quickly, good morning, Carly Zucker.
She's just walked in. Hang on. She's getting set.
She's getting set
she's
up.
She's talking to Sauce.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Sauce is playing the hits.
What?
He's playing the hits. He's trying to put moves on her.
Sauce, would you... we are... Yeah.
I don't need to put
the side
on Carly.
Convo. Yeah. We are... We have a deep connection.
Well, that sounds
Sauce
fine.
And I.
That sounds fine. Continue your connection in a minute.
Hello.
Quickly, hi, good morning to you.
Didn't Craigslist get rid of missed connections? Did they get rid of that?
Hockey loves Craigslist.
No, I don't think it did. I do like Craigslist, yeah. I think it still exists.
I wonder if they got rid of that.
How do you spell Craig?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a G or a Q?
Q. Go with Q. Try that first.
Mm. How many foods can you name that start with Q?
Cucumber.
Quail
it's
eggs.
One. It's two.
Mm-hmm. Is kumquat?
It's three.
Q. Carrot.
It's four.
Kiwi. Five. What's the other one that everybody eats?
All right, let's get to Vikings
International
news.
One-Hit Wonder Day, by the way.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it is. That's why.
Why aren't we playing more bangers?
We just figured it out. And it's a great song. This is maybe the greatest one-hit wonder of all time.
Come on, Ali. Oh, I swear I'll get it at this moment. Give me everything.
on.
Still there?
Yeah.
Carly, best one-hit wonder of all time.
Oh, man.
How about this Raptor jingle?
I don't think it's going to be one hit, though. I think they're going to come out with another one.
Well, I mean, that's so far, that's their only hit is the jingle.
I don't know. I don't know enough names of bands. Mm-hmm. Like, I would know the song, but I wouldn't know the name of
them. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'll throw you some as we go through the rest.
I would love that, because then I'll be I'll say, yeah, that's it. That's the one. Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of.
Why not?
Chris, you want to do this? I've run this through like three times. You want to break down the Everson Griffin update for Carly and everybody listening?
I think the best thing to do at this point, I hate to play it again, but I think .com Tom has the best update if you're okay with it.
Sure.
This is Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network breaking down the latest of what we know for sure about the Everson Griffin situation.
Well, as of late last night, Kay, Everson Griffin remained in a local hospital undergoing evaluation. Now, I've spoken to a number of people close to the situation who say Griffin has been battling a serious mental health-related issue for several weeks. He has been getting help from the Vikings as well as his agents, was able to play in the first two games of the season, got in on a sack in each of them, but the situation became unmanageable last week when they ruled him out for their game against the Bills, continued to deteriorate through the weekend. Now, there have been a lot of rumors and misinformation spread since Vikings coach Mike Zimmer said after that game that Griffin was not with the team on Sunday because of a personal matter. In fact, I had two team sources reach out to me last night to specifically refute a report that Griffin was arrested over the weekend in connection to an attempted break-in at one of his teammates' houses. The bottom line for the Vikings from a football perspective is they depart tonight for their Thursday game against the Rams. A volatile situation, but certainly highly unlikely Everson Griffin will be on that plane. Right now, the focus is elsewhere for Griffin. GM Rick Spielman put out a statement last night saying the team is aware of the situation involving Everson Griffin and certainly concerned by what we have heard. We are currently focused on Everson's well-being and providing the appropriate support for him and his family. Okay.
So again, the clarification is allegedly Saturday afternoon, he was threatening employees at the Hotel Ivy if they didn't let him back into his room. He was going to shoot them. There was no sign of a gun. There was no proof that a gun was ever there, but he was at least threatening that he was going to shoot somebody. The staff reportedly had to back into the office because they were so scared. At one point, he was lying on the ground, still threatening them, and then left without incident. And then whoever was talking to police apparently stopped cooperating at that point and basically said the guy left. That guy ended up being Everson Griffin. But as Chris, as you pointed out earlier, that wasn't the team hotel.
Right.
So there was some confusion there that he may have stayed there on Friday night, but the team hotel that he was trying to stay at potentially Saturday was not Hotel Ivy.
Right.
So it's possible that Everson legitimately didn't know where he was supposed to be. And again, who knows what his mental state was there. But the other key in that Tom Pelissero report is that this has been a building issue. This wasn't like a split-second thing, that he's been dealing with a serious mental health issue for weeks. And it built up to this.
Right. And again, a couple of erroneous reports we kept seeing yesterday that turned out that, as we know right now, turned out to be false. He did not try to break into a teammate's home, and he was not arrested. Those two reports appear to have been erroneous.
So, he was ruled out Friday, and we thought it was because of injury. Now it sounds like they may have known this was also an issue, even though the incident took place on Saturday, but this may have been another reason that they were going to say, look, you're not 100% health-wise, physically or mentally, so let's sit you out Sunday. We'll worry about next Thursday. And then this incident took place on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, Carly, that's where we're at.
Yeah, you just obviously, first and foremost, hope that the Vikings and the medical team and whoever he's getting help from right now gets him the right help. You know, I saw him.
You just had him on overtime a week ago.
And I think that just goes to show you, though, people struggling with mental health, how much they want to and try to continue down such a normal path.
Mm-hmm.
And I obviously have no idea what he's going through and what specifically it is. But we, you know, he hired and started working with the same PR team that we started working with when we wanted to start doing more charity work and try to get the word out there to get people involved. And so you see that at some point he wanted to, you know, that everything in his mind might have seemed very normal and that he was just trying to continue down this path because the family hired this team and he was doing all the work that was
you know, future endeavors, working with, you know, having a charity event coming up. And when I spoke to him, he...
Wasn't it Monday? When did you talk
to him? Yeah, Monday before. Yeah, so it was the Monday we pre-recorded. So it was the Monday before. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, he came in, not that this has anything to do with it, but, you know, it was like a 45-minute delay from when we were supposed to see him to when he came in. And super sweet and apologetic and just seemed to be in a great mood. And there were no red flags. He said throughout the interview, you know, I struggle with some things, or I've struggled with things. And I obviously had no idea what he was alluding to when he talked about his mom passing and some other things. But I have no idea if at that time he was aware of some of the mental health things he was going through. Other thing I wanted to mention was The Athletic, Tim Graham, I believe, is the writer who did it, just wrote an article that was released about Kyle Okposo, who is from Minnesota and played for the Islanders, now plays for Buffalo. And a year and a half ago, he basically had a mental break. And after getting a slight concussion that he didn't even realize was a concussion in practice. And that highlights a lot of the mental struggles that he went through. And obviously everybody's different, but it's a really interesting article. And I think shows the darkness and shows the manic and how your personality can change. And I think that's part what happened with Everson is you probably saw this major personality change. And that's what they saw with Kyle too, because of this head trauma. And so I think it's a really interesting article, and I just wish Everson and his family the best. They have little kids. And
for sure, and it's also a great example, too, that you saw this firsthand. A small window without a baseline, you can't truly grasp what somebody's dealing with, right? Because,
no.
Like you said, he seemed sweet, he seemed apologetic. Mm-hmm. You saw him for, what, 20, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Right, so you got a small window without knowing what he's normally like. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to tell, and maybe even if you're around the guy all the time. Right. It might be hard to break through the shell and see if he's struggling or not.
Right. I mean,
everybody's different.
And yeah, and I'm sure it was, you know, from the Kyle interview, there was so many moments that his wife noticed, you know, saw what was going on and was able to see the red flags. And that's people close to him. Yep. Hopefully were able to pick that up. But yeah, I think those small windows of time where I have met Everson and spoke with him, his personality was nothing but, you know, kind and genuine and complete opposite of what you're hearing, I guess, from the story of the Hotel Ivy.
Whatever he's dealing with, let's hope he gets it figured out, because Absolutely. That's a serious problem. If you're on that edge and you're capable of snapping like that, whether it's consciously or subconsciously or unconsciously, that's pretty scary. So hopefully he gets it dealt with. And it sounds like he is, according to .com. Tom, he was being hospitalized. Again, whatever that means, that's a little vague, kind of, especially when it comes to mental health, but he's receiving help of some kind. That's the key.
Anything with the head, I think, is so hard to diagnose and figure out, because sometimes it's unexplainable. Sometimes there's not really, like Kyle, he said, was childhood trauma that came back to him.
Yikes.
And that caused a breakdown. So you don't really know. Sometimes you can't get inside and figure out. It's not showing up on an MRI or, you know, a CAT scan or anything.
It's Carly Zucker. She joins us Tuesday on the Power Trip Morning Show. You can find, I believe, Overtime with Everson Griffin from last week on KFAN.com as well if you want to podcast it.
Yeah,
Mark Rosen is next. Mark Rosen will talk about the Vikings, about Everson Griffin, about Jimmy Butler, and so much more. Fan 5 is next right after this David Morgan update. Thanks to our friends at Hy-Vee.
Time now for the Vikings Report on the Fan, presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings tight end David Morgan joins the Power Trip next after the
Meat Sauce here. Do you want to win $1,000? I have your chance. You got to listen to the Fan all day for your chance to win $1,000 every hour. This hour's keyword is money. Text money to 200-200. Standard message and data rates apply.
That's right, Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. Thank you, buddy. And go ahead and get yourself some cash, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. It is Tuesday morning. It's 8:01 on the dot. And thanks to our good friends at...
Is that me?
Yeah.
Gustavo. Oh. Oh, lost my headphones.
Oh my gosh, are you all right?
Hold on to your headphones.
Holy
there.
Moly, what's going on?
It's the first day.
Oh, we thought you got attacked. You were attacked.
Gustavus Adolphus College.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks
yeah.
To
where you go to make
people.
Your life count.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We have the great Carly Zucker in here. And also,
how big
we have...
How big are your ears? Because whoa. Those fell off pretty
they
easily.
They fell off like you have
no
ears.
No, those are normal
like,
size.
Yeah,
forgot
I have
your
like
ears.
Super normal ears.
Those are very, very normal ears. Because they did not grab those headphones very easily there. I thought maybe you had like, you know... Tiny miniature ears that just have zero chance of holding
it
on to
it. It always
those.
Feels like it's going to slide off my head, though.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Mark Rosen is here. Hi, Rosie, on a
good
Tuesday.
Morning.
Oh, hi,
good morning.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. Who brings you to the show?
You did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that right? Wow, congratulations.
His milkshake.
Oh, hi, Mark.
My Honda Pilot.
Oh, okay, ooh. Good.
Pardon me. What a story,
it's
Mark.
A good looking car,
okay.
too.
Thank
I
you.
Bet
yeah,
those tires don't fall off.
Oh, I saw that picture on Twitter. That was... That was classic.
I may have texted Carly because I like to think that I have an attention for detail, Mark. So yes. She tweeted out a picture of her vehicle that was being tended to by a couple of nice young men.
Yes.
Sure.
And Jason. but your car broke down on the side of the road.
Gross.
It looks like a tire popped or something, right?
Yeah, it was bizarre. I was driving down 36 and as on the phone with Jason and... I'm like
with a Jason or Jason
with the Jason
a different
like,
one. Steve?
Yeah, it was just any Jason. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
Steve?
Yeah. Steve.
Okay.
And I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden, I'm like, my car seems to be leaning,
wobbly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, lose weight.
Oh. Yeah, big ears.
Oh my God. So I'm like, God, the car seems to be leaning to the right, which would make me too thin. Sorry, Sas. Yeah.
Good point.
And so, and then all of a sudden, I smell burning rubber, and the back of the car starts smoking.
Oh, no.
There was no major pop. There was no dramatic moment. It just, and so I find an exit, and I pull over, put my hazard lights on, and I get out of the car, and my tire was shredded. I mean, I have no idea. I don't know how that would happen. I don't know.
Blame MnDOT.
Yeah, I don't, but I did. I mean, I hit nothing.
Blame
it was
on the
so
rain.
Bizarre. It was definitely the rain.
So you screenshotted it, you posted on Twitter, and then I texted you what?
Yeah, so you texted me that I had a Target bag in the back of the car.
Right, that was what I was so upset about, is that I know you don't have a red car, which means you spent a bunch of money and didn't save 5%.
That was what
and
you got
I
out of it.
And now I can't afford a new, I couldn't right. afford someone to come help me. So
you
I
could have, if you
out.
Had been saving 5% over all of these years, you could have
afford a...
You could have paid for
some
AAA,
tires.
Or you could have paid some. You could have tipped.
Sure.
You could have tipped those two guys.
I did
that helped
tip.
You
we did tip the guy. Don and Dan were so sweet.
Don and Dan.
D?
Yeah,
they were just random guys.
Double D.
Stop.
They were. There were. I pulled the ramp. I pulled off on was under construction, and so the guys were up ahead.
Perfect timing.
And yeah, it was great. So they came up, and honestly, they spent an hour and a half because we couldn't figure out how to get
on MnDOT's
the jack
dime.
Out of the car.
I tell you.
And
so
wait,
the hardest
it was
part.
So. And then Jason was. Far away from me. So anyway, so he ended up pulling up right at the very end and took all the
well, he can't be using his hands to help you change the tire.
I know,
expensive. Come on.
So, taxpayer money fixed your problem?
It did. Thank you, taxpayers.
Wow.
Hey,
you're
I
welcome.
Pay taxes.
Now, if that had been any of us, they'd go, you're going to help that guy?
Right.
No way.
No.
No.
They were so... So sweet to stay there that long to try
I wonder
to
why
it
they
out.
Stayed.
They got my owner's manual out to figure it out.
I wonder why they were so willing to hang out and work for an hour and a half.
Right. On a
how
shredded tire.
Movies like that.
I know. It was like, and then my sister came because when those things happen to me, I call everyone.
Yeah.
Like everybody has to know what's going on. call my sister, call my mom. If I met you like 3 years ago,
you're not
going
to believe what just happened to me.
I just, I call everybody and I'm like, I'm stuck on the side of the road with a car that has no tire. And
no
I make
children
it very
in the car
dramatic.
By yourself?
No, Jason had the kids.
You know you should have called Target to sign up for a red card.
Here's the thing.
Hawk.
You know how much you save in a year with 5%?
A ton.
A lot. Yeah.
You know how much you would have saved in that bag alone that you had in the back of your car there?
I have one.
I reuse those.
There it is.
Bags.
There it is. Right here.
May I?
Everybody has a red card.
May I make an observation that I find important for you, Carl?
Yes, please.
I know you have a relatively new vehicle. I would guess that it has roadside assistant as part of actually having the car. And I would also I would say you should get AAA. It's a fine service, and they will come change your tire. You will always have them in an emergency.
Correct.
Totally agree. Two things. I was too busy calling other people to tell them what happened to me to call
understood.
Roadside assistance.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Tried calling roadside assistance, was on the phone with them, and they kept asking me questions. And I was like, you know what? I can't deal with all these questions right now. I don't know where I am. I don't know how to tell you the address I'm at. So,
well, good thing it was during the day.
And then they said that the wait time could be 3 to 4 hours. So,
one other option that I don't, it doesn't sound like you just ran by, right? Jason just signed a 5-year, $27.5 million contract.
He did.
Was there any, at any point, thought of just leaving it on the side of the road and just going and get a new
that's
one?
That's the right answer.
That's the correct answer. Just call a new one.
Call the dealership and just say, drop off another one. I'm on the on-ramp to 36.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a Target bag full of cash.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I paid full price.
Yeah, no. For everything. I never thought that. Nope. I will drive that car till it dies.
That's so weird because you are everything I rip when I go through Target.
The only thing now is I am
exclusively now a self-checkout person at Target. I never go through the regular aisles.
Even if you have like 60 items?
I never do though. That's Angie. Oh. Angie has 90 billion items. When I go through and get the 6 or 7 things I need and get out. So I go self-checkout. But back in the day when I used to go in the regular lines and the lady in front of me or guy, almost always a lady in front of me, are you using your red card today? No. And I go, God, you're so dumb. You're so dumb. How do you not understand?
You're very judgy.
If you invest, if you just play the stock market, solid year, 5% is a solid year. Target's giving you 5%, and people are like, I don't want it. I want to spend full price.
Correct.
And then somebody will text me or email me or tweet me and go, well, now they have your personal information. They know what your spending habits are. I don't care. They know I'm buying baked barbecued Lay's and chicken fingers.
And toilet paper.
This is not CIA secrets.
You, Corey. No, they are on
but,
you.
Okay, yeah, they don't care. You need to call Jason and have this conversation with him because I'm not
Jason's
opposed
rich.
To the,
he doesn't
I'm not
a
opposed
ass.
To the red card.
Jason passed
He's
away.
Bored.
Yep.
He did?
Oh, no. Well, no, Jason Last, from yeah. oh. Jason Voorhees.
Hey. Oh, that's good that news. Guy.
I just
that's
got
it. Got it. Good to
just
know.
Just got a text. You know who has a red card? Anders Lee.
Does he really?
Of course he does.
Anders I just gets got a it. Text. He saves 5%.
Who else has a red card? Oh, that's
dumb. Do you think there's still an opportunity to trade straight up?
I'm hoping
some first and second round
could
picks
happen.
For Anders Lee and Jason.
You mean in the marriage?
Anders can...
I'm totally fine with that.
Anders right. can Weird. Change a tire out in under 2 minutes.
Oh, right? For sure.
He's the Pam Beasley of tire
And
changes.
I don't even think he would need a jack. I think he could just lift it.
Oh, he'll jack it.
It'd just
yeah, he'll
mm-hmm.
jack it.
He'll
and,
jack it all
and,
day if you ask
and
him
And you know
to.
What? When you got the jack attached to the car, he can get that jack off.
Okay. I knew you were going to say
right
that.
Away.
Why
I mean,
did
like,
I know
you
were going to say that?
Minute jack off pretty quick.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. I would say so quickly.
Wow.
Fan Five is brought to you by Continental Diamond and Continental Diamond.
I thought Creasel was filthy.
I know it. Should we turn left, take a really hard left real quick here?
I'm getting a confirmation that a red card will not be in anybody's wallet anytime soon.
Uh-oh.
Did Jason text you?
Yeah,
he's making you anti-Target, Jason.
Well,
I apologize.
Jason, a Target endorsement. Apparently, is not interested in saving 5%.
No.
Think of what 5% of $27.5 million is. Sauce, do the math.
That's like,
okay.
Please. So 27, hold
okay.
on, I'll figure it out.
Please. Don't worry about
I'll
it.
So if it were 30 million, 5% would
own.
Be would be 5.
See?
So Rosie, let's start on a serious note, of course.
Okay. All
right. The disaster on the field Sunday, right, a 17-point favorite. They lose by 21. Biggest upset in the NFL since 1995. Team seemed completely off. They weren't ready from the get-go. They
no,
got jumped
they
on by
not.
Buffalo. They never recovered.
Correct.
So what? All right, we've talked about it a billion times. Now let's fast forward. Now we hear what happened over the weekend with Everson Griffin and whether or not that impacted the team. Only the team will probably ever know if it did.
Right.
The update that we just got from Tom Pelissero on the NFL Network is that Everson has been hospitalized. He's
right.
being treated for a serious mental health issue that he's been dealing with for weeks, according to .com Tom.
Mm-hmm.
We heard the report that on Saturday afternoon, Everson Griffin was at Hotel Ivy and was threatening to shoot people if they wouldn't let him back into his room. A room, like Chris said earlier, apparently he was not staying there Saturday night. That was not where the team hotel was or is.
Mm-hmm.
So Everson had
Correct.
Some kind of confusion. And it got really dicey potentially.
And potentially he stayed there Friday night
right.
at the hotel.
Yeah, I read the police. I want to call it a report. It was whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, go ahead.
First,
then,
number
please,
one,
yeah.
there just to clarify, because there was a lot of stuff. As is always the case in situations like this, there was no arrest. He did not break into a teammate's house or apartment. None of that happened. He went to someone's house, yes, but not for long. We don't know exactly the extent of all this. I think it's certainly a very personal issue. It's a very scary issue. As Carly was talking about, she talked with him last week, and you know, Everson has some obviously some personal demons he's dealing with, and I guarantee you he has the full support of everybody in that Vikings organization, anyone's close to him, and to pass judgment or to offer up anything right now is way too premature or really irresponsible, to be honest with you. There's nothing that anybody can say other than the idea that mental health is a big issue. It affects a lot of people, whether you have millions of dollars or $10, and it doesn't matter. And to kind of, you know, paint anyone with a broad brush and say, well, you know, why should we feel sorry for this person or that person or whatever it might be, that's not the point at all. He's a man that needs help right now, and he's going to be away from this team for quite a while, the way it sounds. But that's all we know, and that's really all we should know. I mean, it's a very personal issue right now, and it became public because of what happened with the police, you know, report, but on what happened on Saturday. But as his teammates leave tonight for Los Angeles and get ready to play a game on Thursday, I'm sure you hope that a couple of them are, if Everson is able to communicate with them or reach out to people that mean a lot to him. And I mean, you won't find a more effervescent guy. We know, we've been around the guy and his kids and everything. It's just, you think, well, how could this happen? He's got everything in his favor. Great football player, kids, he's got a great personality, but it just shows you how, you know, insidious things can become.
It doesn't discriminate at all, just as you said.
So, for anybody to just to take a step back today, I think is probably the smartest thing anybody can do when you're talking about what he's going through right now. I'm sure it's the last place on earth he wants to be, but he's got issues that need to be attended to, and I think the Vikings are being very sensitive to that right now.
And as almost everybody's pointed out with mental health, because you don't know the start or the end, this could be a 3-4-5 day issue. This could be a 3-4-5 month issue. This could be the rest of his life kind of issue. You have no idea.
No, and that's the
how this will impact his life or his career.
And that's the point. There's no sense in trying to exactly. Not about the football right now.
So there's that.
Damn sure. Yeah.
Last night, the Steelers won 30-27 over the Buccaneers. In doing so, though, even though they lost, Ryan Fitzpatrick became the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for over 400 yards in three consecutive games.
That's 411
yards.
That's hard to believe. Unbelievable.
It's never happened.
No, I can't. Yeah. With all the prolific quarterbacks we've had.
Well, how about this? Stat number two with that. The record for a season is 4.
Wow.
And it's only been done twice. Dan Marino in 1984, Peyton Manning in 2013. So if he has one more game of 400, he'll tie the season record.
Hmm. And Jameis Winston's coming back to camp today, right? He's allowed to come back to... Yeah. Well, he's not going to be playing for a while. Yeah, I mean, it was a spirited comeback in the game I was watching. Mm-hmm. It was... And that's what you appreciate. And that's what I think Viking fans were so disappointed in. It was like, okay, you fell behind 17-0. You're playing Buffalo. I mean, where's the pushback? I mean, we saw Tampa Bay last night get down early, and they made a furious comeback. They fell short, but I think their fans left, you know, not happy they lost, but at the same time going, I like these guys. I like this team. They showed some grit. And that's the thing that I think was upsetting to Viking fans, that they really
great
never...
song!
Yeah, it's a great song.
Thank you, Rosie.
Sorry, Jason.
I mean,
Jason,
it's a one-hit wonder, though. You know?
Jason has maybe the best possible argument against getting a red card.
That's it.
Carly would just spend the money shopping with Sauce anyway, so I'd rather have Target just keep...
Couple things. That's
just
point. Don't blame me on your wife's problems.
Oh, my goodness.
He's mostly right.
Okay, well, you were totally innocent when we go shopping.
No, I mean, I encouraged all of it. Mm-hmm. I also thought we ran into the guy from Birdcage at one point. And it was...
Sauce, how come you never go shopping with me?
Because of some of the things you want are inappropriate.
That's like what? A good point. Name one.
Well, we went to that one store and you said, this thing has two heads on it. And it was that dragon for your yard.
A dragon for ER?
Yeah, for ER. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know who loves ER?
My sister. Rosario.
She does. She loves it.
It's her favorite thing. I don't know why.
My favorite thing is the tension between Mark Rosen and Carly Zucker.
Hmm. Oh, well...
My favorite thing is the fact that Hockey loved Magnum P.I. last night.
I didn't like it as much as I hoped I would.
No, he watched it.
I did. I watched that. I didn't watch
the Wild.
They
did lose last night 5-3 to the Dallas Stars. Two preseason games left for the Wild. They play tomorrow night at the X, and then they play Friday as well before the season openers a week from Thursday at the Colorado Avalanche. More with Carly and Mark and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show in a second.
Good morning, everybody. It is International One-Hit Wonder Day. And this is Taco. and putting on the Ritz.
This song.
I love this song.
Me too.
Putting on the Ritz.
Different types of wear. Rosie, what movie am I doing a line from? You ready? Ready, Ray?
Okay, I'm ready.
You don't remember?
No.
Young Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah, when he's on stage, of course. When that was terrific.
Frankenstein singing.
Oh, on
the Ritz.
My God, it was so good.
Copyright Mitch Hedberg. I don't like Ritz because they're little edible plates. Don't tell me what to put on a Ritz. I just like crackers.
A song you played a little while ago, like two breaks back or something. Do you guys remember the movie Empire Records?
Yeah.
I loved that movie so much. It was a song from, it's it brilliant. Reminded
was
me
it
of
Come On Eileen?
Mm-mm. Or yeah, maybe. I'd have to hear it.
Were you in the studio when I played it?
Yep.
So it might have been this one then.
I can tell you as soon as you play it.
You guys like squeeze cheese?
Yeah.
Not.
On Ritz?
Yeah.
You like to spell dirty words?
No.
Or draw wieners?
Not this one. Yeah.
Wieners.
Like a middle finger or something?
I love squeeze cheese.
Squeeze cheese is legit.
The one where you put your fit like the little white. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Easy cheese.
Just to crush that.
Yep. The leaning tower of cheese.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Pauly Shore.
You're welcome.
You love that movie.
I did. It's one of the great cartoon movies of all time.
And
it's the Goofy movie, and I cry every time I watch it. And I'll cry again, and I'm not ashamed to admit
Otherwise, the best live-action Pauly Shore film, of course, is Encino Man, starring Brendan Fraser and Sean Astin.
We'll have to disagree.
My goodness.
Yeah, I think we'll have to disagree. Hey, Rosie?
Yes, sir.
I saw a movie that made me almost heave-cry, but not quite heave-cry, but I'm excited to have everybody else in the world see it as well. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Oh, and Dave Chappelle.
You saw it,
I saw it. I did see it.
No kidding.
I'm
you
not allowed
preview.
To tell you about it, but I am going to tell you that I loved it.
I'm excited. I've seen the previews probably a half dozen times, it seems like.
And I'll tell you, Rosie.
I love Bradley Cooper. I mean, he's really talented.
He really is.
Yeah, he's
gorgeous.
And he's very gorgeous.
I mean, he's talented.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much hunk going on.
I remember seeing the original with Chris Christopherson.
Yeah, right.
And Barbara Streisand.
I think there was another one before that as well.
There was.
With
James Mason.
Judy Garland, I think.
James
Barbara Streisand, would you?
Oh, out of respect. She's great at singing Jingle
Bells. So this is coming out in a couple weeks, right?
It comes out October 5th, and they're making the rounds now. I'll tell you, it's not the exact kind of movie I thought it was going to be, but it's still a great movie.
Okay.
And I believe Lady Gaga will win the Oscar for it. At the very least, will be nominated.
She's got some acting chops as well.
She does. Here's Bradley Cooper talking about the first time he met Lady Gaga.
I never met her before. We had passed each other. I was doing, I think, like Enter the Cage on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Remember that thing? And she was the musical guest, and we were like 5 feet from each other. After that, I was at this cancer benefit, and she sang La Vie en Rose, which is a song in the movie, and just decimated the room. And then I went and saw her the next day. I asked if I could meet with her, because I really didn't even know what she looked like. And she was so present and open and kind, and it was just, and it's one of those things, I was hungry, she made me food. The next thing you know, after I'm eating pasta, we're singing in her living room. It was crazy. And she said, has anybody ever heard you sung before? I said, no. And she said, well, let's record it. So I recorded it on my phone. And that was actually one of the first things when I was trying to pitch this movie to Warner Brothers. I showed them that video.
Rosie, at the end of the film, I won't say anything more. I'll just say there's a moment that Bradley Cooper, I think, thought out of the box in a way that only an actor would think, as opposed to a director, that makes the entire film for me. I think he did a great job.
He takes his art very seriously.
He does.
I mean, I remember watching him on The Artist Studio, you know, that classic show, and he's classically trained, and with all the the Wedding Crashers, he's done all sorts of types of movies, but he's really developed into a well-rounded star beyond his extremely good looks.
Extremely.
Yeah, I mean, we got that going. But I think that's really about Lady Gaga. That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, for watching her with with Tony Bennett, and
of course he has to bring up my dad.
I didn't bring up your dad. Yeah, I was with your dad when we watched some drunk in front of us was yelling, "Sing Poker Face."
I was hockey.
I apologize.
It's like no.
I said I was sorry.
I had no idea who Tony Bennett was.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's wearing his baseball cap on backwards.
How do you not know who Tony Bennett is?
How disrespectful.
You should play running back for the Packers, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
You know how many routines at the end of this song?
Where?
wherever I want.
Mm-hmm. It's America.
That's what I go shopping with.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. That's
yeah, good. It's going to be very, very good. Also on the television tonight, by the way, here's something for you. I can't remember if you are a Giant fan or not, Carly Zucker, but are you a fan of This Is Us, the television show?
I watched it. I used to watch it. I don't know. I kind of fell off with it. Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah, I think I like the idea of it, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not captivated by it. Well, I don't have to watch it.
I've told the story before, but the first episode, I watched it on a plane, and I was crying so hard that I literally, I was embarrassing everybody around me. It's the saddest thing I've ever seen. The third season premiere of This Is Us is tonight. The series premiere of the show FBI is on CBS tonight.
What now?
FBI.
FBI. Another is this the cop show?
Is this the show you were talking about earlier, Hockey?
CSI, FBI, NCIS, FU. Right. Yeah.
You gotta have enough.
He's excited for it.
Of course he is.
It looks kind of good.
All initials. That's what we go with. CBS.
Friday mornings at 8:15 right here on the Power 2 Morning Show. Initials.
Yeah, that's right. And then finally, Will Smith fan, Carly?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Huge Will Smith
fan. Yeah, and Rosie is too, I know, and we all got a chance to meet him. Mm-hmm. He charmed us. I would say he charmed us.
He did.
That is the correct word.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He was great.
His movie sucked, but it was very charming.
Rosie!
It wasn't his best. It wasn't his fault.
It was 7 pounds. Was it 7.5 or 8 pounds, or what was it?
7 pounds.
That's just an
estimate. It was not a good script.
It's not about the weight.
It wasn't about the weight.
No. Today is Will Smith's 50th birthday.
Wow.
So he decided to jump into the Grand Canyon to celebrate.
He died.
And they are live streaming it. They're live streaming it on YouTube today.
He's dead?
Alfonso Ribeiro is doing the hosting of the event, and it'll start this afternoon. So we'll be jumping into the Grand Canyon today. I'm going to guess he has something on, like a
parachute.
I would guess. I don't think he's taking his own life. I hope not. I believe that he's going to
hang glide.
Maybe. I don't know.
50 years old.
50 years old.
Wait,
the Fresh Prince is not so fresh anymore.
In the words of Tommy, he has some bangers.
Will Smith has bangers?
Wild West?
Zero.
Wait a minute. Wild West?
Tommy Olsen is offended that you said that.
Hold on.
That's one of the worst songs ever written.
One of the worst movies ever made.
I didn't say the movie was good.
He turned down The Matrix for that.
That
did he really?
Yeah.
Song is amazing.
No, we don't have that song, but we have this one.
I'm going to Miami.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This is getting jiggy with it.
You don't love this song?
No.
I like this song. There's a guitar in it.
I did when it came out, but I think I was 19 or 18.
Look at Carly go.
Look at Rosie.
She loves it.
I'm fixing to dance.
This makes me so happy.
It does.
50 years old. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air ain't so fresh anymore.
He should go on tour.
I would go.
There it is.
Does he do a lot of on? Because this is a different song. He's on again.
That song came out when the Super Bowl was in Miami.
In Miami,
and we kept playing it like we were going to Miami.
Because the Vikings were supposed to be there.
Gary Anderson ruined it for us all.
Yep. How dare you.
I blame John Randall.
I don't know why you would do that.
Well.
He got hurt.
Yeah,
he got hurt against Arizona because he shouldn't have been to the game in the fourth quarter.
Did Eddie fall on him?
Yeah, I think he did.
That is a very sensitive subject.
Oh, no!
Well, he's doing it again!
That's this weird
song's,
that he's
this
song.
Song's terrible.
This is heaven.
What?
This song's terrible. I cannot hear this and not picture Dr. Evil and Mini-Me dancing together.
I know, you can't help it. I know.
This makes me want to smoke cigarettes with my eyes.
With your eyes?
Yeah.
It's really tough to do.
Those are so good.
Well, I'm glad you like them. I had no idea. Now I know what to do when you come in.
I agree.
I love that. Oh, it makes me smile so hard. Ear to ear.
I thought you said soil.
Yeah.
It makes me smile.
Weird.
Oh, well, there you go. We are your Will Smith leader. Smoth.
Smooth.
Will Smith. Men in Black? Come on, guys.
Oh, that was...
Yeah, how did you know that was this song?
Oh my gosh,
you really are a fan.
Men in Black.
This song sucks.
No, it doesn't.
And the movies were...
Oh, my God. The first movie was phenomenal, Tommy Lee.
With
it broke so many barriers.
Carly's so right about everything.
Thank you.
It broke barriers
to that movie, boy. <Yeah. laughs>
The relationships between aliens and humans.
She's got a point there.
That had been established in Emmanuel. Excuse me.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that about?
Well, basically, this space alien wanted to explore human sexuality, so she took the form of a human being, a female human being, and slept with the entire planet to experience what it's like.
Did the show have a theme song?
Of course it did.
Paul, it did.
Oh, it did. I wonder what it would be like.
Tommy Lee Jones is some of his best work.
It actually does.
There it is.
I love the first Men in Black.
Rosie knows this.
Oh, I heart. Listen to this.
She's the queen of the galaxy.
Queen of the galaxy. Queen of the galaxy.
It's lyrical.
So she was the queen of the galaxy. Did she only explore the Milky Way?
Come lay here with me.
Galaxy or not?
I mean, she
made a trip
that.
To Uranus.
She has. I've seen that episode.
I mean, that's 200 billion stars. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of stars to search. Love and if stars. She's looking just for humans, we're only on this planet.
We think.
No, we know that.
No, we don't know that.
Yeah, you do know.
You don't know anything.
That's how evolution works.
Hockey, you've seen every episode.
Of course I have.
You understand evolution, you would know it's only this planet.
We don't know.
For now, right? We're going to get off this thing. We've been in the moon, Sauce. We're going further. She missed the train to Mars. Musk is sending us all to Mars.
Now that you stopped playing Will Smith, you lost all your listeners.
Well, who is
Carly, this is one of the all-time bangers on One Hit One Day or whatever it's called. Yeah. Do you know this song, Carly, or not?
She thinks
one of the
I can't hear it. You're talking.
She's out back counting stars.
Who is this?
Hum.
Yeah, this song wails.
Yes, it does. And you know how Tommy Olsen says the best sort of part of songs is the bridge? The guitar bridge in this song is top 10 ever. God, it shreds so hard. It's like 3 minutes from now, so we're not going to get to it. But still.
No, I got that.
It's a good song.
Yeah. I like it.
Good.
Let's wait for it to kick in, and then Rosie can get aroused, and we'll go to break.
Rosie's aroused.
That's too late. Yeah. Manuel did that for
me. Yeah, I know. Me too. I don't think we've discussed the
this song. Wow.
The Timberwolves situation with either of these Timberwolves fans in here since they've got here.
Yeah, these two are big Wolves fans.
They both are. They
don't have to.
They take it.
We are your Emmanuel leader. This is the Power of Your Morning Show. We're back after this on The Fan.
Lots to get to in the final segment of today's show. Mark Rosen is here. Hi, Mark Rosen.
Good morning.
And, of course, Carly Zucker, who's brought to us by...
Hey, guys. Gustavus Adolphus College.
And this week's show?
It's on Friday at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And I... Oh, I'm talking with Colin Martin from the Minnesota United.
Oh, very cool.
He is the only openly gay male athlete in all of the five major sports right now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big deal.
It was a huge deal.
He got a lot of support, did he not? He got a lot of support.
And his teammates knew already when he, you know, and they fully supported him. The staff at the United fully supported him and was very great throughout the whole thing. And he's had a lot of positive feedback. And he talks about the decision to come out. And we get pretty deep into it. So it's good.
And that's when?
That is Friday at 7 p.m.
Right
here on
Football
KFA.
Friday Purple Final with Pete Bursich.
Not this week.
Yep.
Why?
Because this week it'll be Purple in Review because it'll be the day after
there's
the
a game. Thursday.
That's exactly right.
That's Friday Football Review
so just
Final.
Just turn on your radio and listen all
that's
night.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. It's always something good on. You know, and turn it on. That's exactly right. I've got lots to get to in this
little segment
if you guys don't mind. We're going to start sports TV and then we'll go in a bunch of different directions. So you guys just stay with me, okay?
Okay.
First and foremost, just like we thought, guys, overnight TV ratings. For NBC's coverage of the Tour Championship on Sunday, in which Tiger Woods earned his first PGA Tour victory since 2013, was up 206% versus 2017.
Unbelievable.
And that's up against football. Normally, but now golf, of course, you get the Ryder Cup this weekend, which if you want to get up at 2 in the morning, you can watch golf. But normally, this is the kind of time of year where all the majors are over and people's attentions are either college or pro football. But that, again... I was doing the post-game show at U.S. Bank Stadium, and I was only wishing I could be watching Tiger Woods at that point.
Yeah, what could you say for two hours of the worst
football game I've watched in how many years? Anyway, yeah, it's not surprising. Again, Tiger still has that star power, and all the golfers, believe me, his competitors love it because it only brings more attention, and they make more money from it, and it brings more attention to the tour. Certainly going to heighten the interest, I think, even in the Ryder Cup this weekend, which Tiger will be a part of, so... it was pretty cool.
I wonder what the walk-up tickets were like. Like,
in Atlanta?
I'm sure on Friday and
Thursday and Friday,
you're like, I don't want to go. And then when you're like,
Tiger's in the lead?
He's in the lead.
Yeah.
Because I think he was in the lead after Thursday. I'm sure
he went wire to wire.
Yeah, but I'm sure the walk-ups on Friday were huge. Just to watch. Care. Okay, I'm just adding to the conversation.
There you go.
Let's talk more
not
about
surprised.
311.
Okay. I don't have a story about 311.
What about the story I showed you about the guy in the woods?
I can't do that right now. I have to do it tomorrow morning.
It is morning.
Tomorrow morning in the early show stuff. Obviously, we've spent a lot of time talking about Everson Griffin. We will continue to do so throughout the day on The Fan. For those of you just tuning in, or if maybe you hadn't had a chance, I'll play this one more time for you. This is .com Tom, also known as Tom Pelissero's latest report on Everson Griffin and the situation from NFL Network.
Well, as of late last night, Kay, Everson Griffin remained in a local hospital undergoing evaluation. Now, I've spoken to a number of people close to the situation who say Griffin has been battling a serious mental health related issue for several weeks. He has been getting help from the Vikings as well as his agents, was able to play in the first two games of the season, got in on a sack in each of them, but the situation became unmanageable last week when they ruled him out for their game against the Bills, continued to deteriorate through the weekend. Now, there have been a lot of rumors and misinformation spread since Vikings coach Mike Zimmer said after that game that Griffin was not with the team on Sunday because of a personal matter. In fact, I had two team sources reach out to me last night to specifically refute a report that Griffin was arrested over the weekend in connection to an attempted break-in at one of his teammates' houses. The bottom line for the Vikings from a football perspective is they depart tonight for their Thursday game against the Rams. A volatile situation, but certainly highly unlikely Everson Griffin will be on that plane. Right now, the focus is elsewhere for Griffin. GM Rick Spielman put out a statement last night saying the team is aware of the situation involving Everson Griffin and certainly concerned by what we have heard. We are currently focused on Everson's well-being and providing the appropriate support for him and his family. Okay.
So, Rosie, I still think maybe the most interesting thing in that minute and change from Tom Pelissero is that the situation became unmanageable before Saturday's incident at the hotel, and that he was ruled out, it sounds like, because of this, not necessarily because of an injury. And that was Friday.
Correct.
That's the weirdest part of the timeline, is that they knew this before the incident.
Right. And the source I spoke with last night kind of reaffirmed what Tom just said as well, that this has been an ongoing issue. And obviously the Vikings working behind the scenes, they have a staff that's equipped, the professionals, and obviously you have to rely on real professionals as well. When I say that in the context of mental health issues that trying to work with Everson, but it's a deeply personal situation. No one knows the scope of it right now. And I think Rick Spielman said the right thing right now. We're interested in the well-being of Everson Griffin as someone we care about beyond a football player. And you know, honestly, I got to tell you, even look at the headline of the paper, the sports site, it says Vikings Griffin has run-in with police. If people just read that headline, it's like, oh, it's another jock that got in trouble with the cops. I mean, you've got to go way beyond that headline to understand the scope of this. That's not the headline of this story. He was not arrested. He was not, I mean, there's stuff that happened, yes, but that was not the headline of what is going on with Everson Griffin. It goes a lot deeper than that.
Yep, certainly does. And a lot of websites are still going with all that has been disproved.
Right, he did not break into someone's house. He did not know. The rest of it's, yes, it's true, but not that part of it.
Carly?
Yes, sir.
Think of this. It's a brand new thing going on out there. Apparently,
please don't tell me what to do.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Daddy.
Would you mind thinking of this?
Sure.
Brand new thing going on out there. It looks like from now on, you know how you basically have a key fob, so when you get in your car, you don't even have to turn the key anymore?
Yep.
Well, people are stealing those now, and they're doing it on like cell phones where they can start your car without even having a key fob. They just steal the signal.
What?
Yeah. So now they're going to start having the cars start with a fingerprint.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. So in order to steal your car, they'd have to steal your finger. Or
do, oh, great.
You know, or do the cool thing that they do, like on
thing.
They tape it and they put tape over it and then they steal your fingerprint. You in for this fingerprint technology for starting your car?
No,
not really, because well, I guess I am the only one that really. Jason and I are the only ones that drive our car, but
right. But think about the inconveniences if somebody needs to borrow the car. It's, I got to walk out to the car to touch the car to start.
You go out of town and somebody wants to drive.
Yeah, you have a relative wants to drive it. It's crazy.
I'd like to know how often these cars are being stolen through
every seven minutes.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, we just got a call from the police. Yours is gone.
They're gone in 60 seconds.
And they, but they right left now. The one shredded
yeah,
tire.
The shredded tire. Absolutely. That's exactly
that's
right.
The streets.
Yeah. So you're not in for that, huh?
Good. Why didn't you? Nah. Okay. Not I don't really care.
All right.
Don't care.
Well, here you go. And then last thing before we get going, we haven't talked to either of you about this, but you're a Wolves aficionado.
Mm-hmm. Big fan.
Jimmy Butler apparently is. He gone.
Yeah, not yet,
wait,
but he's gone.
They've traded him?
They're going to.
Yeah. They will.
Well, no, I know. But
this is, I don't know, Carly, the stubbornness of Tom Thibodeau throughout this, and I don't know if it's just if he really felt like he could get Butler to buy in or not understanding or didn't read him correctly. It what we have here is a failure to communicate because it's striking to me in the news conference today, the glum-looking expression and understanding the reluctance that Tom feels about working with Glenn Taylor, who's his boss, to say, look, this is not workable. When he flew out to L.A., I'm out. He's not changing his mind.
Well, he brought him in. So, I mean,
yes.
So I think it's hard for people, especially at that
hard
level,
to admit
that what you wanted to work out didn't work out. But I totally agree with Corey in the sense, don't lose him for nothing. Get whatever you can out of him right now.
Hopefully there's a bidding war that will allow that to happen.
Just unfortunate it's happening now because I'm not sure what's left out there. Yeah, what's left to get right now for him.
And Jimmy's the ex-girlfriend, right? Tibbs is stuck on, we used to have something special.
Correct.
Late-night text messages.
Right. And Butler's like,
that's exactly what it feels like.
Butler's like, I'm moving on. I want to date Kate Upton, and you're like Joy Behar.
Yeah.
Like, it's over for us.
Who's Joy Behar?
I've upgraded.
Yeah.
So he wants a super team. He wants a new, hot, young super team. And Tibbs wants the old band back together, and that's not going to happen.
Standing outside of his house with the boombox.
Yeah, John Cusack.
In your eyes.
Yeah, it's...
Great point.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, walking in that locker room, even if they try to heal now and how the fans are supposed to perceive this, I mean, it's just so complicated. You have to move on from
Can you imagine rolling Butler out opening night?
No. Yeah, the lights dim and here comes Jimmy Butler.
They get rid of him.
You got to get over it and move on.
Yeah, cut the cord.
Get over it. Go out with somebody else.
It happens in the NBA. Look at Kawhi Leonard's situation last year.
If Tom needs, just start sleeping around, man. Just start.
Rebounds.
Yeah, rebounds.
Right.
Go
have Tibbs sleep with Scott Layden.
Joe Kim.
No,
we don't want more ex-Bulls.
If they could have traded him for Kawhi, if this had happened at the same
time. He doesn't want to be here either.
The best way to get over someone is to get...
under them. Got it.
Another. No.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the best way to get over him is to get under
media.
Him.
Over someone else. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So,
smooch somebody else.
Yeah. Come on, Tommy.
Today's our first official workout, so, I mean, it's...
Thanks, Timberwolves.com.
Wolves Entertainment Network over here.
Yeah.
Making a point that Jimmy won't be there.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. He was working out here yesterday somewhere, though.
Yeah, it was for basketball.
Basketball, lifetime, a little pickup game. You imagine how that went with the guys hanging up?
Dunked on some guy.
The season premiere of South Park is going to take on school shootings.
Oh, that ought to be a light subject.
So buckle up on that one.
Yep.
Also, Cardi B reportedly potentially involved in the Super Bowl halftime show. They want her to join Maroon 5. But she's reluctant because she wants her own solo set.
Oh, God. I hate Cardi B.
And you thought these roughing the passer penalties are going to end the NFL. A solo Cardi B set at halftime.
That could do it.
Finishing back nail. Down.
She's terrible.
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 Come on.
Terrible. I mean, Drake's worse, but Cardi B sucks.
Was this another one of the one-hit wonders?
You've been waiting on that for an hour and a half, haven't you?
Because I love it.
I can tell.
Carly, we'll see you next Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Carly Zucker, you can hear her on Overtime on Friday night. Mark Rosen, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it.
Bye, Rosie. 9 to noon's got the Everson Griffin update covered. We're back tomorrow at 5:30 until 9. We'll see you then.
To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to kfan.com.